Blog Talk Radio.
Pimp, pimp, hooray! Pimp, pimp, hooray!
I bring you the chosen one, Big Jeffrey.
Church.
Now, players, I got some fresh game to bring to the table today. Now, this player right here, he's different. He don't drive a Cadillac.
What?
He don't got a perm.
What?
Why should we let you and the pimp lead in the game?
Man, whoever said progress was a slow process wasn't talking about me. I'm a P-I-M-P. Plus, I got the magic stick.
Feelings hurt and hear some shit you ain't supposed to be hearing.
This show is sponsored by Goodfellas Barbershop, where you can get your shit fried, dyed, and laid to the side. Some Afro sheen, some Afro clean, some Afro blew it, some Afro do it to it. Also, Havana Cigars. You can come get you a nice fat cigar. Nice, call them, you know, in the street we call them fatheads. Get you a nice fathead and smoke on a little something, something. BYOBB, bring your own brown bag. Sip on what you want to sip on, you know what I'm saying? But we got a liquor license over here now, so we will be converting over to a full-fledged bar in a minute as we start renovation. So you come down and get a little sip on with your boy, you know what I mean? Let's see, what are we going to talk about today? What are we going to talk about today? Let's see, topic number one will be digging up the past. Digging up the past, which means, you know, what you did prior to meeting me or prior to meeting your mate. You know what I'm saying? Do you let your mate know what you was into back then? Do you tell him what you was into? Do you tell him what you was into back in the days? You put it all on the table right then and there. Or do you wait? And you piece it out piece by piece as your relationship goes on. You know what I'm saying? Do you put it all on the table right there and there? You know what I'm saying? Right there on the spot. You get it all out in the open. That way if he's going to fuck with you or you're going to fuck with him and vice versa, they're going to know from the giddy-up. Or do you build your relationship and then tell them as certain shit pops up or, you know, or vice versa? Or do you fucking wait for the shit to blow up in your damn face and then you really feel like a fucking jackass? What do you do? What do you do? Me, myself, I'm not telling you shit about my damn past, but I want you to tell me everything about what the fuck you did in your past. That's my motherfucking motto. And if it happens to come out, then yeah, I'll tell you. If I feel that you can accept what I did in the past. You know what I'm saying? Also, topic number two. It's a two-part question for men and women, but you got to separate the two. Men, how do you know if the woman had that good, good coochie-coochie, that wet-wet, that banging box, if you're wearing a condom? How do you separate the two between good, good cooch and bad, bad cooch? And what is considered bad cooch? What is considered bad cooch? We're not talking about bad sex, bad cooch. Because you can have bad cooch and have great head. You know what I'm saying? So that ain't really bad, you know, bad cooch. You know what I'm saying? That's bad sex or medium sex or whatever, vice versa. And for the women, what is considered good cock, good pipe, good man rod, good man's tool? What is considered good pipe? And what is considered bad pipe, bad cock, bad man tools? How do you separate the two, and how do you categorize it, and how do you figure out which one is good cock? Like, what are you basing on? Is it the length, the width, how he gives it up, how long he gives it up, like, you know what I'm saying? What are your criteria for deciding what is good cock and what is bad cock? Call in, baby, call in. 646-200-3838. And press 1 to chime in on these two topics that we're going on tonight. I'm sure these topics will get crazy and get loud and rambunctious and obnoxious, as I have the zaniest, craziest callers calling in, the fans, whatever the fuck you want to call them, the crew without a clue, Steph's cockpit, Dallas's cockpit, Dallas's fan club, Dallas's callers, whatever the fuck you want to call them, when they call in and give their input on these two topics, we're going to get it down to the nitty-gritty. You know what I'm saying? Don't be scared to press 1. If you're listening right now on the phone, you can press 1 and chime in, or you listen via internet. You know what I'm saying? You listen via internet. Or you can chime in on GQ Palace General Questions Facebook page and chime in on this topic, as we are sure to get hot and heavy. We're going to go to a radio. We're going to go to the song in a minute. And we're going to come back with some callers. In a minute.
From Miami to the Bay. Ladies, this your song. I'm calling out all the girls in the club tonight. Yeah. Put your hands in the air if you're gonna let her play a cut.
I beat it, beat it up. Yeah. I beat it, beat it up. Yeah. I beat it, beat it up.
Say, baby, I really wanna drive you crazy tonight. Little mama, wanna see them toes way up in the sky.
Turn around, let me see you from the back.
I know you like it when I eat it like that. From the bottom to the top, wanna see that waterfall drop, 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 drop. Girl, I know you're gonna tell your friends. That's why I gotta beat it up like this.
Turn in your mouth like this.
They wanna know if I can give it.
I
afraid to let me play with your mind. You know what I'm talking about. In the bedroom or the couch, I'm out here screaming out. So baby, gonna take that thing to the house like a football game.
And throw your bag like a jersey.
All they gonna say is my name.
Bobby.
Take up all of your time, and I don't care if you a stripper, baby, cause what I got is mine to
you.
Look, I'm looking at the way your body just massage your mind. I know you feel me, girl, I'm all up inside your mind. She be like, stop, please, baby, don't go, while I be staring at her weave like it's gonna grow. Go back to the room, yeah, it's hammer time. Take your clothes off, let your pajamas fly, and keep it going with the motion. She up a pill, so you know about it. All that.
Yo. Back again, GQ Palace Radio, baby, with your host, Steph Dallas, baby, where we just discuss the crazy, zany, ratchet-ass topics. Tonight, we got some good topics on tonight. My phones are lit up, so that means I got a lot of damn callers, but ain't nobody pressed one. Everybody's scared to chime in and give their input on tonight's topics, which would be topic number one, digging up the past. Do we put it all out on the table when we first start dating, or do we tell them piece by piece as certain subjects arise? Let me break it down for you in hood terminology. Ladies, do you tell that nigga that you just met that you was a fucking hoe and you was smashing everybody in the neighborhood? Or do you wait and tell him when you meet some of his friends and he's usually Ron and you fucking know Ron? Or introduce you to Jay, and you fucking know Jay. Like, a lot of you bras know who y'all be fucking with, and y'all know who's in the circle most of the time. 99% of the time y'all know what's in the circle. So, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck do y'all do? Do y'all, are you willing to risk it by telling them that, yeah, you was doing this or doing that, or you had a crazy past? You know what I'm saying? But your past could have been because you were looking for your soulmate, or you could have just been a freak, a nymph. You could have been whatever the fuck you wanted to be. But there's a reason for everything, you know what I'm saying? Do you come out and tell them that you're looking for your fucking soulmate, or do you tell them later on down the line if you just happen to bump into one of his friends and you knew him from back in the days, or vice versa, or what have you? You know what I'm saying? And fellas, you tell them the same thing, like, yeah, I used to smash your girl, or I used to smash this one, or yeah, I was a wild nigga in the street, and I was doing this in the street, and I was wild. You know, what the fuck do you do? Now, topic number two, which is one of the ratchet topics. Fellas, how the fuck do you know if a woman has good cooch? If she has that wet-wet. There's a lot of you niggas running around here talking about, man, this bitch got the wet-wet. She got the best shit I had since 2000 or this. And nigga, if you're strapped up with a condom on, how do you know it's that good? How do you figure it out? Or how do you discredit that the shit is good? How the fuck do you do that? You know what I'm saying? How the fuck do you do that if you're wearing a condom? I want you to explain to me how you can tell if she has that good. If she has that wet, if she has that snapper, if she has that snapper coochie, if that shit is biting, if she's has that good. How the fuck do you figure that shit out, or how do you categorize that shit and say that's what she has? And women, what is good, considered good pipe, good cock? How do you measure it? How do you categorize it? How do you figure it out? How do you put one and one together to say that's some good pipe? You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear he has a big pipe. Just because this shit is big don't mean it's good. Just because it's little don't mean it's bad. How the fuck do you say he has good pipe? What is the criteria? What is it? We're going to go to my first caller. He's on the air. We have Real Talk on the air. Real Talk, you there, baby?
What it do?
So what's up, Playboy? What's going on? It's popping, Frosty. What's popping, baby?
I can't call it.
You can't call it, baby?
Yes, son, you know. I ain't even going to lie. I'm eating a point pork chop right now. I'm good as in the mud.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hear you, baby. It's all good in the hood over here. It's all fucking good in the hood over here, baby. I'm doing the same thing. I'm sitting down, sipping on a little, I'm drinking a little Johnny Walker right now. A little Johnny Walker, a little Coke, you know what I mean?
You know what? I got to come down there in lines with you on a Monday, man. You be doing it.
Yeah, well, you know, I got to sit down and sip on a little something and talk to the people out there, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't even mad at you. You definitely be doing it with the drink. I got to come down here with you,
man. Well, you come on down here, baby, and sip on a little something one night, man. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It is what it is, baby boy. It is what it is.
Huh.
So what's your thoughts on tonight's things, dear, Mr. Real Talk?
Hit me with it.
Let's see. Tonight's topic, number one, digging up the past. Do we put it all on the table right away, or do you wait and piece it out piece by piece as your relationship goes on?
Oh, no, you get all that shit out there now.
You get all that shit out the way right now?
Mm-hmm. Get all that shit out there now.
So you're not scared?
Your ass not safe, and that shit come back and haunt you.
Right, so you're not scared if you put it out there and the broadcast?
Hell fucking no. I ain't scared of shit I've been in the past.
Bro,
that's
okay.
What make me laugh.
Okay, now are you going to be receptive to if she was wilding out in the past?
If she was wilding out in the past, that's the past. But don't let me find out your ass is doing it now. Straight up. Don't let me find out your ass is doing it now. Jig, because that's going to cause for a slap in the face and a punch in the motherfucking door.
God damn, man. Don't beat the broad up, man. Don't beat it up.
That's what that's going to cause for. Shit, fuck that.
Yeah, yeah, well, I think I'll put the shit out there, you know what I'm saying? I'll put the shit out there, get the shit out of the fucking way, you know what I'm saying?
Fuck that.
You know, if she gonna fuck with me, she gonna fuck with me. If she not, she not.
Fuck it.
It is what it is, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Fuck you, you're lost. If you knew how dangerous I was in the past, just think of how crucial I am in the motherfucking present. And I'm gonna be fuckless in the motherfucking future. Shit, fuck that.
Oh, man, hold on. We got another caller in there. We have another caller in there. We have T. You there, T?
What?
Goddamn, we got Real Talk coughing over there. You all right, Real Talk?
That's how you got to do it sometimes, man.
Well, give me some of that.
Stop baiting.
Some of that what?
Whatever he's coughing off of.
Stop baiting. That's the problem. Stay in the past. Stay in the fucking past.
Oh, my God, man. Oh, so how you doing tonight, T-Baby?
I'm hanging in there.
You just hanging in there? How you hanging in there? A little to the left or to the right?
In the middle. In the middle.
Okay. All right. Let's make it nice. You said left to the right. I had to fucking check you one time now.
Hey.
You ain't supposed to say left or right. I mean, you got a little,
right.
Or something, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like right.
That's why
middle.
I'm in the middle.
Okay. Just make it sure, baby. Fucking
right.
Make it sure.
It ain't fucking right.
No, it ain't right. It ain't right, baby. So what's going on, Big T? What's going on, Baby T?
Nothing, hon.
Nothing.
Same old.
Same shit, different day. Same shit, different color.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you hear tonight's topics, baby?
I sort of, kind of, but go ahead. Can you repeat it, please?
What you mean, sort of, kind of? Can you repeat it? Okay. Topic number one.
Listen, Real Talk. Now I'm getting ready to come out of my damn voice. Leave me alone.
Oh.
Oh, God, this is going to be a tea night, I see. Long as y'all click me off before Big Homie get on here. I have to deal with him later.
You deal with him later? They deal with him later?
Yeah. No, that's my buddy.
Yeah, that's my homie, tell me
what's going on.
Okay, tonight's topic will be digging up the past. Do you put it all out on the table right away? Or do you tell your other person that you just met later on down the line as certain situations, certain topics arise?
No. I always run my mouth. Don't get it over with, so, you know, you won't be coming back asking me months later, well, why ain't you tell me about so-and-so or this or that? No. You know, not that I have to tell it, but I just rather tell it just in case.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay.
Because
hey,
I might see that
it
person
is
somewhere and get to squirming like, damn, I remember that.
Mm.
That was the good shit. Oh.
But you know what? Some people look at it as, I'm not gonna tell them shit. You know what I'm saying? And if they ask me, I'm just going to tell the truth. But if they never ask you, then they feel it's the same thing as, you know, it's legal. All fair love and game, you know what I'm saying? All fair game. Like, you know what I'm saying? If I smashed one of your girlfriends back in the days and she never told you, I never told you, then oh fucking well. I'm not saying nothing either, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if the shit arises later on down the line, then I gotta say, yeah, it did, you know, some old shit and da da da. And you gotta own up to it. But don't fuck around and lie and say no, and I really find out you was.
Exactly.
I'm putting hands and feet on your ass. Hands and feet.
Why lie about it? It's in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just go ahead and be honest about it. You can't hurt it no kind of way unless you do lie about it.
Right.
You know, because like you said, what if everybody's at a function together? You know, and you and your boy get to talking, he'd be like, man, you ain't know I used to hit that. That was my girl once upon a time. Then, you know, you'd have asked me about it, but I told you no. You know what, no half.
Why the fuck you just didn't say it from the get-go?
Exactly, exactly. Go and get it over with.
Yeah, you know how girls going, she's going to lie anyway and say, well, I ain't know that was your friend.
Yeah,
no, but you know that.
Wait,
you know
wait, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Why boys got to lie? Y'all niggas be lying.
No, we don't lie, baby. We don't lie. Hold on, we got another call on there. Hold on. We have Sugar Bones. Sugar Bones? What kind of name?
Sugar Bones.
No, it's Sugar Bones.
Sugar Bones?
Sugar Bones.
Sugar
Bones. Sugar Bones. What's
up, Sugar Bones?
Sugar Bones. Sugar Bones.
Listen, man, not all candy is sweet, so don't say it's sugar.
You a lie.
Sugar
wall. Some candy sour.
You a lie.
It sure is. They get all hard and shit and turn color.
Oh, shut up. What's the question? Damn. Can I be on here for 2 minutes?
No, no, they got me too. They on the roll about the females tonight.
Listen, man, it is what it is. Okay, let me ask you that, Sugar. Digging up
sugar
the
past.
Sugar, I'm calling you fucking Sugar. I'm not going through all this shit.
You call dog bone.
Listen, so what the fuck got to do anything?
Well, damn, how dog bone get in there?
Yeah, he ain't even here to
oh,
he's
not there? All right, my bad. All
Okay. How we're going to go to the nice type, the first type first. Do you put it all on the table when you first meet somebody about your past? Or do you wait till the situation arises later on down the line?
I wait.
You're going to wait and you're going to tell them up front?
Yeah, if it's not important, I ain't going to bring it up. You don't need to know what happened in my last relationship if it's not necessary.
Okay, now what if you seen one of his friends that you smash or whatever?
I what?
What if you met one of his friends and you
what if I met one of his friends?
Yeah, you realized you used to talk to him or you had some kind of sexual encounter with him or something like that. Do you come out and tell him or do you wait till it just rides later on?
I'm talking to him and then after the fact I realize that he knows the dude that I used to mess with.
Yes.
Will I tell?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it would take a long time, Sugar.
I'm just saying, depends on like, is it his man? Like, who is it?
Does it really matter if that's his right
hand
man?
Yeah, it does
because
if he's a dude like three times removed, it's irrelevant. It's like 6 degrees of separation. If you know him, you know him. That's not the same as him being your man. So I don't gotta tell you every. That's like telling you anybody that I fuck with. You might just know somebody that I mess with. How relevant is it?
Okay, so you mean to tell me, so if you're talking to a dude and he used to smash one of your girlfriends, three girls down the line before, whatever the fuck, and he never told you, but then your girl tell you, you're not going to be a little upset about that?
You said my homegirl.
Right, your girl.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. If it's his homeboy, that's something different, yeah. But if it's somebody like 3-4 times removed, when I say that, like a friend of a friend of a friend, which
right,
I know each
right,
other.
Right,
yeah, like what's the purpose of me mentioning that? What's the purpose of the dude mentioning it? Like why would the dude even say anything?
I don't know. Maybe he's seen you and said, yo, oh shit, you know her too? Yeah, you know how niggas be.
No, that's some real faggoty. No. No, for a dude to run his mouth like that, that's some real bitch shit right there.
What if he just said, oh, you know Tana?
Yeah.
Well, you know this, you know this one, you know what I'm saying?
9 times out of 10, dudes is not going to say that. Dudes are not going to run their mouth like
yes,
that.
Yes, they will.
And that's crazy.
They gonna talk about how good it was at one point.
If you have a discussion about me with a dude that I used to fuck with, I'm not fucking with none of you. How about that when I find out?
But what they got to do, but if it's some old news, you just say, oh, yeah, I know something from back in the days. You know, this one from back in the days. Well,
that's happened plenty of times, but they don't know if I smashed or not.
Well, okay, Sugar. if you're Sugar, then they going to talk regardless.
Yeah, and then I'm not fucking with neither one of them.
Don't be
mind tricking me. I said what I said. No. He ain't gonna try to question my sugar and my level of glucose. I said that if a dude knows me, and first of all, I don't never stop fucking with a dude on a bad note. So you really ain't gonna say too much about me if another dude inquires about me.
Okay. Okay, just hold that thought, brother, as I get this new caller on that wants to call.
What's the second question?
Hold on, I'm just gonna tell this other person to come in, and we'll go to the second question with you. Sugar. He wants to come on and say a few words because somebody called him out. Dog Bone, you there, Dog Bone?
Oh, shit.
That's what
Dog Bone, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. What's up?
Hey, Dog Bone.
Give me my goddamn pizza.
You need a pizza about somebody mentioning your name, player?
Man, yo, I just didn't expect this shit. I'm like, yo, why the hell my name being brought up now?
Sugar saying something about Dog Bone.
Yeah. How you doing, Red Bull? What is going on? $5 energy drink. How you doing?
I'm hungover. I'm tired. I'm hungry, and I want to go to bed.
Eat some pussy.
Oh, shoot.
Damn, I did that Saturday.
You ain't trying
mighty
nothing.
Good.
Yeah, mighty good.
That shit was mighty good.
What was the second question?
She picked me up.
Okay,
and everything was paid for dinner.
Oh, it's, okay. The second question is, are you ready for this, Sugar?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a men and a women question. Someone asked you the woman's question. All right, I can't ask you the men's question.
Huh.
I'll ask you the woman's question. Well, I'll just mention the whole question. The question is, men, how do you know if women has that good coochie, that wet, if you're wearing a condom?
So the ass keeps squirting and coming?
And, hold on, and what is bad coochie? What is considered bad coochie? Also,
that shit
women...
stink?
That's not... It could be stink, but good.
Nah, man.
No, I'm asking a question.
How do you go through that?
No, I'm just asking. You know, hold up. You can be in the coochie, smashing it, and as good as a motherfucker, and then the smell comes up. Right?
I will get limp and walk away.
Okay. Women, what is considered good cock, and what is considered bad cock?
Good, huh?
Yes, good as in good. And you don't have to fucking put emphasis on the good either.
Good is like... a hand in a glove.
A hand in
like,
a glove?
Fits perfect. Long, strong, down to get the friction on. So, ladies, yeah. All right, sorry.
Okay, but listen, can he have good cock, but come in like 2-3 minutes?
Nope.
Damn.
Why not?
That's too soon.
That still can be good cop, just bad.
You know what I said? Don't be trying to convince me of nothing. That's too soon.
Hold on. We have another call. We have one more call. We have Tasty Thoughts. Tasty Thoughts.
Hey,
yeah.
Tasty.
Wow.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tasty.
What's up? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. This is my St. Croatian baby over here.
Did you like transplant it to the air?
I live in the A now. I live in the A.
I know you moved from across the seas over there, and you're in the A now?
Now I'm in the A, so if you get slick, I'm going to come to New York and kick your ass.
Kick who ass? I'm like, don't threaten me with a good time, baby. Don't threaten me with a good time.
Oh, man, what are we talking about tonight? I heard something about good.
We're talking about women. What is considered good dick and what is considered bad dick?
I told you what is considered.
Huh?
Bad is just bad. Just
yeah.
Mushy. That mushy stuff. Like, you know, like.
Semi hard?
Yeah.
Make you want to go home and slit your wrist with like a plastic knife you wasted.
Make you want to double
shit,
up.
I don't ever
want to call a friend.
Slit my wrist now.
Make you want to call a friend.
What if he has a big, medium, soft dick or some shit? Whatever you
want
to call that shit.
It just feels mushy. It's just nasty. It's just
potatoes. I want nothing soft. Fuck out of here. What you got a soft dick around before? What's
so you would rather have a 6-inch hard dick instead of a 8.5-inch soft, medium size? Like,
we don't even
hard,
always need eight. I'm like, you know, I like 8, 10, 12. I'm just saying, but.
Well, God damn.
Yes, yes.
I like 8.
I'm
going to
give you
10, 12.
Oh, you say you know, 15, 20. I'm just saying, I don't want nothing.
20. This girl talking about some shit in her esophagus.
13, 20. You trying to get your motherfucking pussy D attached from your body.
Listen, I'm trying to suck your dick
yes.
ass like at the same time. Let's do
yes.
this. Let us do this. From one house to the other. Quit playing.
Yes. This bitch said, I'm trying to suck your dick and fuck you at the same time.
Yes.
That's right.
Oh my God. Hold on, y'all. We have another caller.
Ooh,
we have the big homie on.
Yo, somebody said something about 12 inches. Somebody said something about 12 inches. I'm here.
What is it?
What a who? Who was talking that big pussy shit? Who was talking that big pussy shit?
is that the sexy gray hair man?
Yes, baby. You talking that big pussy
shit? I've been on since you've been on here, sugar.
Hey, who's talking that big pussy talk? They want a 12. They want to suck it and fuck at the same.
That's Taste of Sports that said that.
Excuse me.
Who
said that? That would be me. Hi. What's up?
Oh, you sound like you got a big pussy too. How you doing, baby?
It's nice and juicy.
And yeah, I know because you're talking to me. It's always juicy when you talk to the biggest
homie. Oh, look at you.
Yes.
Oh, shit, man.
Hey,
let me get you my address real quick. Wait, hold on.
One of you ladies went on that topic by me right now so I can get you my motherfucking manifesto.
The first topic was what's your availability in March? And the second question was...
In March, I'll be in Fayetteville. Next question.
Oh, next question is you in for 10 minutes.
Next question.
All right,
next question.
What's
question number two?
Okay, the question was, men, how do you know if a woman has that good coochie if you're wearing a condom?
Well, first of all, if your dick is big enough, all this pussy is good. Second of all, how you can tell when you're wearing a condom? Because if you got any kind of skill, she should be overflowing before you penetrate that motherfucker.
Amen.
Preach.
Amen.
You gotta put that work in so that she's highly motivated. Her mind gotta be in a place that she just wet some thinking.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm a professional cock slinger. I sling cock for a living. It's how I eat.
Who said they want to eat? That's you, Dog Bone?
Dog Bone on the line?
Yes, Dog Bone is on the line.
What up, son?
Now I'm trying to finish eating dinner and people calling me out.
Yeah, but listen, you took that tongue ring out? How you going to eat with that shit in, yo?
These people didn't call you out. What sugar level call you out?
That dude got a fire hydrant in his mouth, yo.
Oh, my God, man.
That dude got a little Johnny pump in his tongue, yo.
Big homie.
Hey, who that TC?
Yeah, that would be her.
With that prehistoric pussy. How you doing, baby?
I'm
gonna choke
on my
corn.
You leave
my prehistoric
pussy alone.
You got that Flintstone pussy right there, so that's that bedrock right there. Yabba dabba doo. That's that yabba. That's your new name right there, TC. Yabba dabba doo, nigga. Yabba dabba doo, nigga.
Oh my God, man.
That new nigga, that nigga name is Yabba Dabba Doo. I love this fucking show, yo. You get your best material on this motherfucker, yo.
Oh my God. Okay, now big homie, let's say, what is considered bad pussy, man?
Once you start saying anything that sounds like or similar to no.
Ding, 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 ding.
We have a ding, 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 close to that motherfucker, no word. They can get in sauce instantly.
And if she say anything, she says no to his bad pussy?
Yes, if she says snow, dick is getting soft. If she say go, shit is getting soft.
Anything remotely that rhymes with no.
No, yeah. Once you can have the worst pussy in the world, but if you cooperate, that shit will become the best pussy in the world. Just do what I tell you to do, and this shit will all work out.
Oh, my God.
Don't say no. I can take you from here to there.
From here to there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay. Come on, Dallas. You know, you have some real bad. You have some real bad bitches. Body be crazy. Everything is right on the bitch. But she starts saying no. The first thing you want to do is suck your teeth.
I'm gonna suck my teeth. Say, what, for real?
Yeah. You know what I mean. You know, you gonna look at the bitch like what? Then you gonna look at your phone and see what's possible. All right.
Don't forget, you gotta give the side eye.
Then the next thing you wanna do is look at your time. Because you can see what else is possible at this time. Okay, it's like 11 o'clock. It's only like 4 or 5 bitches I can fuck right now. Okay, what I got to do? I got to make it happen real quick. It's going on 12. Bitch, get out.
Why are you so
wow.
Yeah.
Really? Without a fucking doubt. My thing, that's bad coochie, all that shit. Also, bad coochie is a dead fuck.
Dead fuck.
What's that?
Can't do nothing with her.
Is you laying there just taking dick? Like a fish out of water, just laying on a fucking crab.
Is it because I passed out, or I'm just laying there?
You said passed out, okay?
Yeah, you know, like when you make a girl black out, you mean like that? No, you're not talking about that.
Oh, that's different. When you black out, that means you get dick. You get the dick of your life.
Yeah,
I make you black out. I don't fuck that shit out of you.
Yeah, that means something went right in your life. You helped the old lady across the street or something, and you got blessings.
You got what?
Black the fuck out for me. Blessings. That means I'm fucking you good.
Yeah, he's 100% right. He's 100% right. He's 100% right.
100%. I missed that. What I missed?
He said if you blacked out.
The only time you're allowed to just lay there is if you have blacked out. If you didn't black out, you can't just lay there.
That happens.
Let me tell you another thing I hate about dead pussy. You know what dead pussy is? When I gotta constantly pull your bitch ass.
Who the hell is
off
that with
headboard?
The kids in the background yelling? Is that you, sugar?
Yeah, that's the king. Hold on.
When you had to constantly pull a chick off the headboard, that's a problem.
Oh, for real? Is she running?
She's running. You got to keep grabbing by her ankles.
No, not really. No. I don't appreciate that. Mm-mm.
No, listen. You're going to get it anyway, so why are you running? I'm going to pull
I'm
you
back really
down.
I'm not really running. Sometimes the bed wind up on the other side of the damn room. I didn't
push
it.
Listen.
The bed sugar moves.
Listen, Weezy. You run your ass up there, all I'm going to do is grab you by your ankles like Django Unchained and slide your legs back down.
Yes! Hallelujah!
You know, like how you're
about to wipe the baby and you grab him by the ankles just like that.
Yes, exactly.
Just like that. Yes.
And my big ass is built for that shit. To slide your ass is nothing.
Hallelujah. I love it. Shout in the kitchen.
I will slide the shit out your big ass.
Let's pinky swear. Come on, you pinky swear.
I put my life on it. Hey, go get in the shower, punk ass kid. You had enough time. Come on, get make it happen. Did you eat? All right, bring a record.
Oh my God. Also, another thing. Tell me in my head, big homie. When you smash a big homie.
Mm-hmm.
And they put their palm of their hand in your fucking stomach.
Okay, they're trying to stop you.
They're trying to stop you from thrashing.
They're trying to stop you from thrashing. You're thrashing right now. You on your Amistad shit. You on your Amistad shit. You like a big slave, a big buck. You a big buck and you just thrashing that shit. And she put the stop. In the name of love, before you break my quiet, yo. Yeah, that's what she's trying to do.
You had me until you started singing.
Yeah, I do that shit. Oh, I fuck up every date with that shit. I swear to God, I'm on some Tyree shit. And to the bitch tell me, shut up, nigga. You're making my pussy dry.
Uh-uh.
That's bad dick. Don't say it.
You say that now until I slide in you. And I can do whatever the fuck I want to do then.
Now, I'm going to knock yourself out. Lord,
listen, they say that shit now until I get in it too deep. They're like, sing that song, baby. Sing that song.
You got to throw a punch in the head in the deal.
Hey, with all these charges niggas is getting, I'm going to smack you lightly.
Leave a broom, damn it. Come on, that's the only thing. Like a little baby pop out.
So get your attention.
I don't like it. What you want to do? You want me to punch your jawbone loose or something?
Shake the shit out of me. Shaking and smacking is two different things, though, babe.
No, you can go ahead and leave a bruise. It's okay.
I got too much shit in my name.
I will sign an affidavit. Don't worry. He didn't do shit I didn't ask for. Don't worry about it. Where do I sign?
Oh, my God, man. Great fucking show so far. So, fuck this.
I got a question. We're talking about smacking and shit.
What is up with the choking shit?
That's dog bone.
Choking, they choking you out, or you doing the choking, dog bone?
If they choke you out, a little different.
She wanted me to choke her out.
It intensifies.
My hands are too big for that. No.
It intensifies the orgasm when she's halfway dizzy.
Yeah.
I know that shit, man.
No, all right. I'm glad that didn't do it.
Yo, son, just choke her a little bit, son. Just go ahead and try
it. No.
Okay, you know what? Just push her up against the wall and choke her, and then just a little bit. And she excites the shit out of you. Look at her eyes. She get the crazy eyes, and she be wet as shit. True story.
If she get the crazy eyes, that means she's wet?
Oh, she's fucking wet as shit. I mean, at least me. But, you know, I don't know. I can't speak for other people.
Chibba!
I'm weird.
Oh, shit. It's black ass. Would
you like to get choked
too,
Sugar?
Huh? Who?
Sugar.
She's texting. You can't hear it? Kick, kick, kick.
She's trying to get some dick right now. You all know.
Holy conversation.
All right, but see, let me ask y'all questions. For real now. Let's not over-evaluate ourselves and shit. Let's just keep it 100. How many of you women... Are really worth some great penis?
I get good penis. What are you talking about? But you might not be worth it, though. How are you worth good pussy? How about that?
Oh, cause listen, y'all say my name is Bells. You know, everybody got two or three friends on their page. I don't, you know, you could check my references. I mean, motherfuckers talk about, you know him? Yeah, that's Diddy. They motherfuckers be smiling and shit. That's Diddy. Yeah, that's Diddy. He crazy.
Yeah, that's him.
I'm just fucking saying.
You know, hey.
You like to get choked out, huh? Is that right, Tasty?
Yeah. Hey, sign me up, all that shit.
Tasty, I know you, right?
Huh?
I know you're on Facebook. Don't I know you're on Facebook? Tasty?
Who's this?
This is the Island Hopper?
Yeah.
All right, whatever, you fucking bumper clock cunt.
You know me?
You fucking cunt, motherfucker, you.
You fucking know me?
That motherfucker's, hey, that motherfucker's close to you now, big homie.
Where she at? Yeah.
They moved to the States. They done moved to the States, kid.
Where?
I'm over in Georgia.
In Georgia.
Georgia. Oh, that's right down the block. That's right down the block.
That's
in the block
right.
At Denali.
Mm-hmm.
but did they give that coochie a green card or just you?
I'm American, baby. You know green card me either.
Oh, you're
American.
You just lost your sexiness. You just lost your sexiness.
Just wanted to fuck somebody from St. Croix, huh? That's what you wanted, big homie?
Yeah, exactly. You know them Islanders is nasty.
I've been said so.
You know them Islanders is nasty.
But I'm American. We're American. I just come from an island.
No, but if you're American, that means you like, you know, like Eddie Murphy said, the Bush bitch start talking to the American girls, basically. They
yeah,
fuck it
all that
up.
Shit. We pull over in the middle of the freeway and just start fucking state troopers passing by.
Oh, shit. Now you're talking my language. What's that, Rosetta Stone? What's that? You're talking my language now.
Oh, listen, I'm just American born. I'm from the Caribbean. Okay, fuck all that. Just laying there taking shit. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Because a nigga will replace you. A nigga will replace you. Because these bitches these days are fucking like champs.
Who's fucking like champs?
Bitches these days.
Say?
Women. Women are going to get it. They ain't none of that shy shit no more.
Yeah, no. Uh-uh. I'm going for the medal. We going for the gold. Team America. We going to do this shit.
You going for the medal. You going to try to throw my motherfucking back out now. The way you going for the gold.
You going to try. You can try to break my back. Ain't nothing wrong with trying. You can try all the shit you want to try, as long as you don't put that finger next to my ass. You good money.
No, I ain't got none of that shit. 4 hours later, I'm still with
it. Then I will hit you.
4 hours later,
I will hit you.
Wait, did you
say
4 hours later?
I'm sick of that.
You know what she said, dog bone? She said, yeah, 4 hours later.
She said, 4 hours later?
I'm still with it. We could do this.
That's what Dobo said. He was
where you
at?
Where you at in Georgia now?
I'm in Gwinnett.
Oh, that's a nice town
that's
right
around,
there.
That's
Gwinnett.
Right on the outskirts of Duluth.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I'm in Duluth.
That's by Cobb County. That's in Cobb County, right?
No, I'm over in Dracula.
She's about 10 minutes from Hotlanta. She's about, 20 minutes from Hotlanta.
Okay.
Actually, yes.
I'm
close, so keep playing.
If I give you 4 hours, motherfucker, you better leave some money on my nightstand. Because you don't got more than you pay for. In 4 hours, you don't got more than you fucking you deserve.
That is the minimum. What are you talking about? Please.
I don't give a fuck what the other niggas are doing.
Minimum?
That's 4 hours with some regular dick. If you get 4 hours with some premium penis, you got to leave some money on the dresser.
Oh, shit.
Well, I got to ask this shit. I'm not going to fuck you for no 4 hours and shit like that.
It's different criterias. It's different criterias. 4 hours of some regular penis, knock yourself out. 4 hours of premium? Of some premium shit? Oh, no, bitch. You owe me, bitch.
You better
leave your earrings and your necklace on the nightstand or something.
Every time you have a session, you try to fuck for these 4 hours?
Hell no. I'm just saying. That's just the record right now.
Oh, that's your record right now?
That's the record? 4 hours?
That's the record right now. Uh-huh.
Oh, you a nasty slore.
Yes, I am. How do you know me personally?
I'm just saying, 4 hours. You gotta do a lot of shit to keep a dick hard for 4 hours.
We listen. We didn't even know it. We fucking took the time out there.
I'm saying is, for 4 hours, you gotta suck plasma out of a nigga dick.
I can though. Fuck around. I took the cavity out.
You
have to do
cavity out.
Will you bring a tear to my eye?
Inside your mouth. Don't play with me.
We got another caller. We got my man Shamik on the line. Shamik, you there?
Who?
Yeah, I'm here.
What up, baby boy?
What up? Hey, listen. She's talking that 4 hour shit, right? She had the lights off. There was a bunch of niggas in the room. So 4 fucking hours, man. I ain't know who the fuck.
What did he say? He sounded real far away. Who the fuck is this?
He said, that's Sean Meek. He said, only way you get a fuck for a while is you cut the light on. It's going to be mad niggas in the room.
Niggas is WWF and yo, niggas is tagging in.
Nah, he's stupid.
Niggas is tagging in on your ass. Niggas is tagging in on your ass.
That sounds like some bitter bad dick. That's what that shit sounds like. Some bitter bad dick.
Some bitter bad dick.
What's his record? Only tag teaming?
What? Yo, so listen. 4 hours yeah. is a little obsessive, so let's be honest.
Oh, it's fine.
What's
now
the,
we don't get it on the regular. Oh, here we go, dog bone. Here go fucking dog bone. Okay.
And what's the standard for real?
Not a yes.
So, are some real regular shit, though? Maybe like 30, 40 minutes tops, just regular shit.
Okay, that's being honest.
Yeah, just some regular.
What did I miss?
Bitch. Sit your little horny ass down for you and texting to make a phone call trying to line up some cock, sugar. Relax your ass 1 minute.
I was trying to what?
You know what you're trying to do. You're trying to get you a new bowl, nigga, in that motherfucker.
Yeah!
So, Stacey said, Stacey was talking about when she fucks, she likes to fuck for at least 4 hours.
That is not what I said.
What did you say then? You said your
record
is like
record.
4 hours right
that
now, right?
That was a record. Yeah. On the record.
So, my man
well,
shot me off then.
Dog bone record.
Dog bone said the same thing. That's all him. 4 hours, shit. My man shot me called then and said 4 hours. When she cut the light on, it was mad niggas in the room. She ain't even know. Ain't nowhere in the world a nigga fuck up for 4 hours.
4 hours. Not nonstop. I mean.
Listen, so what? So really your 4 hours can be like a whole night?
Yeah, I'm looking for that.
I don't know. Dog bone, what you say about that 4 hour shit, dog bone?
Yo, just give me an address and we'll find out next weekend.
Oh,
wow.
That's
a Friday
too.
Who
are you talking to? Taste.
You talking to Taste?
He's
talking to Taste.
Damn, I never knew I could shut down the show.
Oh, that shut down the show right there, kid? You done quiet the fuck up?
Stop, come on. That's ridiculous.
He'll come back weak and dried out talking about she was not lying. She was not lying.
Dog bone.
Uh-huh. And she's like, that motherfucker, get that goddamn machine the fuck away from me. Don't ever send him this way. I don't want to ever see his ass again.
He's going to roll you up like a parcel leaf. He's going to demolish your ass.
No. Malik.
Is this the only can opener you got?
I forgot. Yeah. Yes, y'all.
Yo.
Y'all motherfuckers quiet over here now. Y'all motherfuckers getting quiet on me now.
What did I miss? What was the question?
Because I shut it down. I said, give me an address. And nothing happened.
Yeah, that's what happened. You ain't going to lie. My man shut it down just now. He told me to give him an address. And he was told
to follow me. I was on air. Because then everybody's going to be trying to come, man.
Outside.
Not me.
Inside.
I don't want no follow-up. You keep that shit.
Outside of Atlanta International is the Hilton. I will be there. I will be back. I will be at the Hilton and outside Atlanta International. I will be there. I don't know what room number yet, but I will be there.
I'm going to be right there.
You full of shit. I'm going to call Dallas. I'm like, yo, get her on the phone, man. I'm like, yo, this shit ain't even happening.
Get me up behind the scenes. Hit me up behind the scenes, dog bone.
I'll hit you up when I get that.
And I'll link y'all up, you know what I'm saying? We're going to link y'all up.
Oh, brother.
Shut the hell up.
You can meet Tasty at any fucking Golden Crest in fucking Atlanta. Any Tower Island. You should be there Tower Island out that motherfucker?
Oh, man.
You're so
crust?
Okay.
Yo.
This motherfucker
I'm not saying
no. Golden crust. What you want to talk about, Sugar? You want to ask any questions, Sugar? You want to ask any questions, Tasty?
Hey, do this to me. Oh, no, I don't know. What do y'all want to know?
Said, what would you want to know about men or life or sex, anything in general?
I'm such a pro.
You're such a pro? Oh, so you don't even know anything, huh?
Hey, girl.
I don't know.
What was that, Sugar?
That was another topic. What was the other topic? It was.
I'm here to learn. I'm here to learn. I would like to learn. I'm listening.
Oh, my God.
Listen, I dropped 90 pounds already. I am getting my weight off. So my stamina is even higher now.
Shoot bananas and shit, Duke?
Yo, this fucking diet shit is really went to the worst because I'm starting to look like a fucking crackhead now.
Yeah, but
your stamina
is crazy, right? After you start working out?
I hate this shit right now because I just want to nail anything opposite sex with a heartbeat.
You ain't never lying. You ain't never lying, goddamn.
This ain't good.
Oh, well, it is what it is, though. It is what the fuck it is. It is what
it
is.
I'm speaking of the past shit. Are y'all talking about that?
So say what now?
You had some other topic up on here. And by the way,
you're just digging up the past.
Yeah, it was one and two, digging up the past. That's the first one.
What about?
I don't know.
You didn't ask that question. Like, what about digging up the past?
Do we put it all up on the table when we first started dating, or do we tell them piece by piece to take something?
On that cockamamie shit. Don't do that.
Just being that cockamamie shit. You already said she ain't saying shit.
Dudes don't do that. Y'all don't tell us about your crazy ex-girlfriends and shit like that.
Yes, we do.
Until the bitch
roll
up on the side of your car in the middle of the night.
No. I talk about Big Shirley.
Y'all don't talk about the
crazy-ass
fucking baby daddy y'all got till the nigga jump out the fucking car on me when I'm coming out my house.
Because I don't got one. I don't got one.
In particular. We talking about women.
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, if there's something that you need to know, like, for example, a crazy ex or something, yeah, I'm a fan.
Yeah, I need to know about the crazy ex that walks around with a gun and a fucking machete. Yes, I need to know about that nigga.
Yeah, and the crazy
that still says y'all go out together. Y'all been broken up for 10 years.
Yeah, but y'all don't talk about that crazy bitch.
Your son is 12,
y'all been
broken up for
10
years, but this nigga still talking about you, his girl.
What you talking about?
I'm just talking about...
Oh, I'm going to be phone shot. My bad, carry on.
Shut the fuck up, man.
Shots were not fired.
Nah, not when a nigga jump out and say, yo, man.
He is so cute.
Talking to Sugar? That's my girl, yo.
No.
Yeah, I'm over there.
Y'all got the crazy ex-girlfriend that be showing up at 1 in the morning and shit.
I mean, truth be told, he'll still put a nigga on his head. If I'm fucking with a dude and dude want to violate, he's still going to put him on his head. So
we ain't talking about him. We ain't talking about you calling your baby daddy to put a nigga on his head. We talking about the nigga that think y'all stealing an item. We talking about the real crazy nigga.
You might think that your baby daddy, your baby mama is too involved. You know what I'm saying? That's not something you disclose. You don't want the nigga to know that if he step up the line, he going to get beat up.
Damn,
right?
I'm glad I ain't got that problem.
I want to know about the nigga that when he says y'all go together, you say, huh? And then they got niggas start twitching, his eyes start twitching, his neck starts going up to me. I don't know about that nigga.
You be like, but we just met. What?
That nigga right there. When you say,
when people say, your man, I saw your man, she don't correct them. She be like, you saw him, yeah. That bitch, I need to know about.
Yes, I need to know about that thing. Like, you got my girl? Who's your girl? Sugar. Sugar's your girl? And then niggas start talking about, yeah, 2 + 2 = 5. What the fuck is this nigga?
This nigga
really is crazy. They got Tourette's or some shit. That's some scary shit.
Nah, that's just stone cold crazy. Yeah,
that's what the I'm not talking about. I'm talking about the real crazy baby daddy, the nigga that be stalking you and shit.
Oh, I don't know about that for real.
Huh?
No, I don't. I don't have kids, so I don't know about that for real.
So, Tasty. Now listen to this. Now, if you're talking to a dude, right?
Right.
And you find out that you fuck his man. couple of years prior, but you found out they're just their friends. They're real, they're friends. You just found out they're friends. Do you tell him now?
I'm going to tell him that I met his man. How close are they?
Yeah.
That's how close are they?
You sound like this bitch, Sugar. How close are they?
That's like, cause y'all the same way. That ain't how friends
are. No, how close are they? How close are they?
If they're friends, like, they're fucking
boy,
friends. I don't know how close they are. They're friends.
I think
she's
a
goddamn
friend,
man. Listen to the listen well to what he's saying. Well known, yeah, okay. Somebody gonna know somebody.
Yeah, I mean, was this my past?
You would feel a way about that though, Zealous?
If what now?
If you found out that the girl you fucked with, you know somebody that's mad.
She would have to tell me right then and there.
What? But look, she don't
world
she
is small.
What happened?
What are you talking about? This world is too small for that. I'm just saying. If
no, I'm just
year,
saying, but listen, bring
it
to my attention. I ain't saying you had, like, you know, just bring it to my attention. Yo, you know, I used to talk to them back in the day, so if anything happens or comes up, yes, I did used to talk to them. I'm cool with that. But don't let me find out that you knew.
What if I don't remember?
You never told
what if it wasn't worth remembering? What if it wasn't worth remembering?
Well, no, some dudes don't tell because.
Well, tell me that.
Remember.
See, I used to fuck with him, but the nigga dick was trash. Tell me that shit.
I'm not even going there. If you bring it up because you found out that I'm dead,
why the
I
fuck
don't
you sound like that? All right. No, why she sound like that?
She's from St. Croix. She got the accent. Man, she's from St. Croix.
That ain't no fucking accent. That ain't no fucking
what?
Accent.
What is it?
Sound like she moaning or some shit.
That's how I talk.
That's how she talk.
That's my regular voice.
Well, go on with your bad shit. Don't do that shit in public.
I can't help it. That's how I talk.
I'm with him again.
Oh my God, man.
What the fuck? What the fuck is that?
Oh, my God, man.
Where big homie at?
I don't know. He might have got disconnected or something. Who the fuck knows?
Who y'all looking for?
Not
what?
You. He said big
just
homie.
Just like a female. So damn nosy.
Yeah. So every fucking
female. So goddamn nosy.
It's so bad. So bad.
He asked where big homie was at. That's what he asked.
Yeah, and I asked where he was at, too.
I don't know. He's probably fucking or something. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck said, hmm?
That was shorty again. That's what I'm saying. That was shorty again.
Mm-hmm. Where are these ladies from?
What?
It is what it is. This is old shit. This is old one, though.
Somebody said, where? Somebody asked where y'all from. Y'all can't fucking hear?
Where? That's for Stuyvesant, Brooklyn.
I heard the one that said she was from Gwinnett in Georgia. I guess
that's me.
A 4-hour chick. It's your
yeah,
meet.
That's me.
Yeah. I don't know why your ass going 4 hours in Georgia.
Hold on.
You the one said you was going, you fucked for 4 hours?
Yeah, that's her.
Hello?
Hey, right?
hey, everybody, shut the fuck up. Say hi to, I don't know what she wants to call. What's her name, girl?
There ain't no dick down there.
What? What
you
say about me?
What the fuck is that?
I think Shaq, your phone is coming in mad low, kid. Your phone's coming in mad low.
Vanessa?
No, my phone ain't low.
Not you, Vanessa. Oh, there's Vanessa on the phone now?
Yep. Say hi.
Hi, Vanessa. Hi, human.
They done called backup on three-way over here, real talk.
That's a motherfucker. Call
they called backup
phone
on
line.
Three-way,
call
real talk.
But you don't got a phone? Call the fucking phone line.
She tried to call it.
She's already on the line. Get over it.
Wait.
We got another St. Croixian on here, man.
It's a St. Croixian.
What the fuck is whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Oh my God!
This is some shit.
Hey Vanessa, how you doing, baby?
Vanessa,
hey,
Vanessa,
man.
You Vanessa Del Rio? Somebody speak the fuck up! What the fuck you doing?
Bang them kids over there, Sugar.
What?
I hear your kids running around the house, tearing the house up over there.
Yes, yes, yes. I haven't put them to bed yet.
Oh, that's you, Vanessa?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You Puerto Rican or something? You a Boricua?
Puerto Rican blind, from Jamaica.
You're talking about the kids running around. Trying to change your damn voice around.
You know me.
What the hell is that? Dave Chappelle playing Mr. Nice Guy and Half Baked?
Man, y'all killing me.
What's what's going on?
We are talking about what is good dick and what is bad dick. So they want inquire my
yeah,
want to know.
What is your definition of good dick and bad dick, Vanessa?
Good dick is girth. good dick.
Did you have your fucking meds yet, Vanessa?
Vanessa's been on 10 since like 3 o'clock this afternoon.
She's always on 10.
Okay, wait. So, yeah, for girls. And then, you have to feel it. I want to feel it.
Somebody's phone is coming in real muffled.
Yeah.
You got something in your mouth, man. What the fuck is going on with your phone?
Earth to Vanessa, come in, Vanessa. Earth to Vanessa, come in, Vanessa.
She's gone.
She's gone, right? I'm
sorry, guys.
Coming in real
I was brushing my teeth.
You're brushing your
so
teeth.
So, anyway.
Anyway, what?
Brushing
your
teeth.
All y'all motherfucking phones is coming
okay,
in.
Okay, hello, you guys can hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you better.
No.
Okay, yeah.
Now
sorry,
we sound much better right
teeth.
Now.
But.
Yeah.
Who's talking in the background?
Make up your fucking mind who you're talking to.
She just said hi to me. I'm not sure.
But that's ain't on the damn. Tana's not on the air. That's Sugar.
Sugar?
Yeah, that's
same
Sugar.
Difference.
Sugar.
Same
God
difference, Nessa. Well, I never meet my Sugar.
You met me, goddammit. Just say hi.
You liked hi, everything
sugar.
On page today.
I did?
Yeah, yeah, Sugar. You went ham. I mean, Nessa, you went ham on our page.
Your page is the one with it closed?
This motherfucker is slow as fuck, man.
No, it's Tana. It's Tana.
Motherfucker is that?
Tana, Nessa.
She is not from St. Croix. I don't know who the fuck this girl is.
She is in fucking La La Land.
How high are you right now? Oh my God.
La
I'm
La fucking
drink.
Land. La La fucking Land.
Yeah, she has some candy. Oh, you candy and bean, huh? You got some candy and dick. You all fucked up.
Right.
Oh my God! Okay, let's get back to the topic at hand. Let's get back to the topic at hand.
It's all fucked up.
Tonight's topic is who's sucking dick and who's not.
I am not right now, but I do.
No, you
oh
don't.
Oh my God, man!
What the hell was that question you just asked?
What the fuck was that?
You just heard what the fuck I just said, sugar?
I was going to say yes.
He asked who's sucking dick and who's not. Like, there are only three bitches I'm in line.
Like,
so which one of y'all is sucking dick?
Like, today?
It's kind of a fucking question. Right now? Right now I'm not.
Like,
but
this
weekend,
moment,
yes.
I'm fucking you.
What makes you a good cocksucker?
He told me so.
Lollipop.
Lollipop?
What?
That's you put this on a lollipop?
God damn. This fucking broad is killing me right now.
My fucking head is hurting. Yeah, that's my fucking head is hurting.
So brush your teeth.
So back to you, Tasty. So you wouldn't tell your man that you're fucking with now that you used to smash his man back in the days.
I mean, if they nah.
Damn.
No.
You wouldn't tell him? Why
because
you wouldn't tell him?
Are,
think,
because first of all, chances are,
now,
chances,
later
are chances are, I wouldn't smash friends.
honestly.
No, I'm not.
But there
saying,
is
no.
a possibility. But there is a possibility that I might smash somebody that you knew. But if this is somebody in your circle, I'm not gonna say anything. If y'all Facebook friends, whatever. But I mean, if we all hanging out, I mean. You know, if he's still
I don't mean like fuck him and then fuck his man. I'm talking about like you fucking your man right now. This is your man.
Right.
And you realize later on down the line that oh shit, you used to fuck his man. Like he introduced you to somebody. You see him on his Facebook page, and you're like
yeah.
oh shit, these motherfuckers are really good friends.
Only if that dude was single and I feel like he was trying to come at me some kind of how. But everybody's happily coupled up. I ain't got shit to say about nothing. That's some weak shit. Why is he gonna come and tell you anything anyway?
This is what I said.
Of course, you want to throw the shit off on the man, but I'm pretty sure you want to know if your girlfriend should smash him and you want her to tell you, right?
No, I don't know.
You don't
want to
know if your girlfriend
was
smashing your nigga back in the day?
Let me tell you something.
No.
If that was 4 score 7 dicks ago, I don't care.
Wait. Say that again.
4 score 7 dicks ago.
I fucked with niggas that fucked with bitches like yesterday and shit. I don't care.
What did you say? 4 score.
What are you talking about? What the fuck is the big deal? We all growing shit. I'm over here doing fucking head counts and shit on who you fucking. So what?
I'm just saying. I want to fucking know. If I'm fucking with this bitch right now and I know she was smashing my man back in the days, yeah, just tell me. Because I don't want him to fucking tell me. I don't want him from nobody else.
He ain't going to tell you. That's
why you
want to
know?
Why
are
you going to tell me?
That bitch better not tell you.
Yeah.
That bitch better not tell you.
No. See, that was you wanted to say. He better not tell me, but.
Yeah, then he's a bitch if he runs his mouth
okay.
and he's laid out.
He's a bitch.
You know
what?
That's some bitch made shit. That's what that is right there.
If he run his mouth.
No, but you want to know something? If he wants to know and he break up with a girl, that's foul.
You done fuck bitches in between me and now. Between now and then, you done fuck like mad bitches in between. You still gonna tell a nigga you was fucking me? You a bitch.
Exactly.
Wait
a minute. This is how you get them. For topics that we had about a month or so ago. About your girlfriend going out with your ex. That's basically what you're saying now. Now, it's all right for you to smash your man's man and everything, but if your man's man tells you...
No,
that
that's
cool.
Smash,
I'm completely
different.
If my girlfriend tell me that,
situation.
I don't give a fuck.
That's cool, but that's two different things, though. If this is somebody from, like, 4 years ago, it doesn't matter. If this is my man, as in 6 months ago, this bitch knew this was my man, and now she's fucking him, that's foul. That's different. That's a whole different game. And you know what?
Oh, yeah, well, of course
though.
It is. But if she, if you...
That's bullshit.
Because then she and I don't need to be. You know what I mean? That means you always covered this shit.
You always talking about some bullshit. Man, you be fucking with some fucking dry ass bitches that be whining about shit every 5 goddamn minutes about a nigga.
Get on my man. He said that's bullshit.
You talking about
shit? Fuck out of here with that shit already. It's the bitch that I'm using to tell me.
Fuck
your faggoty shit out. You saying that somebody don't be asking you. Shut the fuck up.
So you had your blood pressure med yet?
No, y'all made my friend mad.
Flower girl bullshit out. Go pick some fucking roses or something, nigga. You only fucking
know
what a bitch saying to do.
Sugar.
Who's that? Sugar? God damn. You
man,
some two cocktails of rough butter juice today, huh? You just going in on a nigga.
Because you're going to go against the grain every 5 goddamn minutes. You know what we say.
Goddamn. She went in like a motherfucker.
Man fucking with another girl. We all said the same goddamn thing. Majority rules, goddamn.
How the fuck is majority don't fucking rules?
If we all say we don't care, how you
going to tell us that, only one that rules, the only one that said that is the girls.
That's what I'm talking about. We say from our perspective, we don't care. It has to be a certain time and a certain amount of people in between before it to be a big
okay, we're not discussing that.
But
it's easier said than done. But if reality comes into play
and you find out
that he was smashing one of your close friends.
All right, so what do you think I'm talking about? You think I'm making up the story, pulling it out of my ass? I'm telling you, reality says.
I'm sorry I brought this up.
If a fucking bitch that I know was fucking with a nigga that I was fucking with years ago, and I found out after the fact, first of all, I know way too many girls for me to take any of that shit personally.
any.
Exactly.
It's way too many of us.
No, but no,
we're not talking about taking it as personally.
We're just saying, like, good, just good to know that he did. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're not saying it. I don't need to know.
Huh?
Because here it is, some females might take that shit to the heart. Because here it is,
man,
so I'm fucking with a dude, and he was fucking with my girl back in the days. Listen, what's the next thing? I don't want to know nothing about what you were doing with my homegirl.
Why you don't want to know, sugar?
Don't tell me nothing.
I said, why you don't want to know? Because you don't know?
I'm the same bitch. Look, seek and ye shall find. Don't get your fucking feelings hurt over some shit. Because your fucking homegirl sucks Nick better than you, and he bring that shit up. Don't get your feelings hurt. Just leave it alone. Some things is best left unsaid.
Man, fuck that. I want to know. So I know how far I got to go with this bitch. Fuck that
shit. Look, I have to take real talk position tonight. table real quick. Come to the table. It's quiet in here.
Oh my God, man, this motherfucker is.
Did I take my meds? Fuck you. Man, I take my meds, nigga.
Oh my God.
He said, sugar, that's some bullshit.
That's that Brooklyn shit for your ass, though.
Yep. Yep.
That's that keeping amongst the homies shit. That's
where you from, Queens? You from Queens,
I'm from
right?
East New York. I'm from East New York.
East York. Where East New York? York? I'll come get you right now, nigga. Keep talking. I'll come get you right now. Right now.
What you gonna do when you get me?
Complaining you doing.
What you gonna do when you get me?
Nigga,
can I get you?
That's what I do.
What you gonna do when you fucking get me?
Oh, hand your little ass up. You keep it up.
You gonna hand me up?
She call you little, son. She call you little, Sha.
Shit, little who?
Oh, where is he? What am I calling you? Hold on, let me get my feminine on. Hold on.
I'm calling you.
Who is that?
I ain't no little.
Somebody give her the brown paper bag. She's her
man. No, how tall you was, Sha?
I'm 6'4".
Word? Word? Ding, 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 ding.
I just hit the button.
Somebody press our pause button. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
I got a fucking headache. Fucking with y'all, I got a fucking headache.
Wait a minute. I'm telling the brown nurse.
We're having an old girl from Georgia.
Casey, where you at, Casey?
I'm right here. I ain't never scared.
No, leave that one alone. That was mine. That was mine. That was mine.
Who said you were scared? Shit, you can't be scared. You fucking for 4 hours. I'm fucking scared. Yeah, I understand her problem, though. She from Georgia. But she got to get all the dick she can. Go all them faggots down that motherfucker.
Wait.
Hold up.
I'm a trans. And I'll be in motherfucking Gwinnett too. In Longville, so goddamn, I'm international. Talk about it.
Oh, he's trying to call everybody out. Huh? Stop you on Facebook, Dallas.
You hear my Facebook?
Facebook. Yeah, goddamn.
Oh, oh, shit. I'm sorry. I'm going to put up this shit.
I'm going to Georgia right now.
Why you sound like that? Like you fucking hanging out the window.
I'm hanging out the motherfucking window, and it ain't my motherfucking head.
What you got hanging out the window? I lost that. I'm lost.
Call yourself then, goddammit.
I'm trying to send you the fuck up, 6'4".
Yo.
I'm going to put my forearm right in your throat and push you up against the wall.
I'm not the fucking fine. Hey, and what you going to do on the wall?
Nigga.
I'm a glutton for punishment, so what the fuck you gonna do when you get me on the wall? I thought so.
I feel like he got a bunch of checks.
So he got what? He got a check, you said?
I feel like he got a bunch of checks.
Yeah. He talking hella cash right now. He's talking hella cash. You're on 95 going in the wrong direction. Telling you what the fuck to do.
I'm on 85. I'm on 85.
That ain't no shortcut, nigga. No matter what people say.
I'm going towards this 4-hour pussy.
She don't keep riding through. Talk too much. And he gonna go looking for a friend so he can be like, yo, I used to fuck your girl back in the day. She fucked for 4 hours. She was fucking one.
He got y'all quiet like a motherfucker.
The question is, can your
nobody for 4 hours?
Can your pussy stay wet for 4 hours though?
why they got lube.
Can your pussy stay wet for 4 hours?
Thank you, Dog Bone, because I know Dog Bone said that shit, because this thing here took like miracles to happen. Ain't nobody been sitting for 4 hours. What are you talking about? Can it stay wet for 4 hours? That's just dumb.
I'm asking, can it stay wet for 4 hours? Can it stay wet for 4 hours?
There's
some
rules,
of that should drive in between sessions. No, it must drive a little bit.
It must have been like a 30-minute intermission, to be honest. You guys wrote it.
What's that like?
It didn't seem like it was that long. Indirectly, but it wasn't like a real nap. I kind of popped up at the mouth, said some dumb shit. He was like, wait, what? And, you know.
My motherfucking ass would have been dehydrated in 4 hours.
I was delirious. I was delirious.
Dehydrated.
Then she keep a gallon of water on the side of her bed.
Yeah, she keeps
always.
Her bed.
You gotta come into the night.
I had a crazy eye. I was delirious as fuck. Mm-mm. I won't lie. Were you in Jersey a couple of weeks ago? Huh?
You know?
Were you in Jersey a couple of weeks ago?
No.
All right then.
Dog Bones, I'm trying to figure out who the fuck is who, man. This nigga's trying to set up a session. Yo, you was in Jersey like last week?
Steph, what's that big dude name on your Facebook page? Surgeon, being a creep.
He in a what? He in a creep.
Being a creep. I'm being a creep right now.
You creeping right now? I can't. I ain't gonna put him up on blast on the radio show.
Text me then, nigga.
I get the one post.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
I want to know who this is, too.
Yeah, I want to see who it is.
Oh, my God. Y'all motherfuckers is funny.
Tag us in the post. Message me. Some shit.
No, I just want to see who it is. Like, seriously. I want to see who it is. I'm just curious. What the fuck? You lying?
I heard
for?
You.
They trying to find something on that nigga, Steph. They trying to find some evidence on his ass. So if he got a fucked up head and all that shit, they gonna get him.
I'm a king into that nigga's head.
If he looks fucked up, they gonna be like, "Yo, I got this picture. Yo, hoes, they trying to get you, playboy."
They're talking about you.
They trying to get you, homeboy. Watch your back. Watch your back.
Oh, my
God. Duck low.
They trying
to get info like the
pump
pole. Duck low.
That's what I said. Oh, man. I'm getting a fucking headache with y'all, man.
I'm a fire and animal request him.
You going to find a man? You want to request him? She's looking for you, Sha.
What's his name?
What's your name?
Well, nigga, I'm cute. Don't play yourself now. I'm cuter than a motherfucker. Don't play yourself. All right, hold on.
Hey, you got the whole game fucked all up.
You got the fuck up. Roll up your
damn
window.
Man.
What's the big ass? Roll up your window. Roll up your goddamn window. You're over here yelling outside. Like you fucking yelling to the phone in the next car. Roll up the window.
Cause I'm laughing at your goddamn ass.
Oh my God, man, my motherfucking head hurt, man.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
You better not tell him who I am either. I'm gonna go look at that right now.
Look at you. I'm
gonna tell him who you are right now.
What the fuck you scared of?
You
gonna
find me and
put me on the
motherfucking
wall?
I sure is.
You a bag of fucking noise.
Oh my God, man. These bitches like the FBI. So them bitches trying to find you, sir.
They can find
you. You're gonna change your name.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to run real quick and switch that shit up real quick.
Exactly.
Hold on.
Go delete Dallas from your friends list and everything, and then put them back on after the show.
I'm gonna find you, nigga. Hold on.
I ain't afraid of
fucking ghosts. Don't forget to hit share. You better pick up me too, nigga. Hold on.
Oh my God! Where the fuck you went, Tacy? You scared? You ran?
Yeah,
I'm waiting for her to send me this picture. What you talking about? Huh?
Well, she looking for him. She gonna send you a picture of him.
I'm looking for him right now.
That's what we do. Right? Send
her what fucking picture?
I don't got the game fucked up. I know what's going on. Mm-hmm. We
if you want a picture of me, just ask. I'll get you one. I'm right there on the board.
Exactly.
Oh,
you on the board?
I'm on the board.
I found you, motherfucker. Oh, I found you. Hold on a second. Let's see.
Yo, how the did she really?
I found this Negro. Who is this naked bitch on your page?
A naked bitch on
the
page.
He got a big fat naked bitch in front of a McDonald's menu on his page.
What?
You guys got the wrong person.
So y'all don't believe I found her? So y'all don't believe I found her?
She found me.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Damn. So you know,
now motherfucking what?
Hold on, let me check you out. Let me zoom in. Let me zoom in, nigga.
Do your research. Do your motherfucking research right now, goddammit.
Oh, you're that big black motherfucker. Hold on a second. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Hey, Sean, you're like a yellow nigga.
Hey. Facebook message me. Let me see.
Chase, you can take this down. All right, hold on.
You might be a voodoo lady and shit.
Hold on.
What's wrong with us light-skinned brothers, man? We making a comeback.
That's what she like big yellow niggas.
Yes. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yes. What happened? What I miss?
Nothing. They said you like big light-skinned niggas.
Yeah, so?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Dog bone got a little compass behind that shit.
You like big light-skinned niggas. You can get the fuck off my page, man.
I'm trying to see this.
I hit the back arrow, but you got to accept me so I can forward a friend request to Taste right here.
Damn.
Wow.
What's his name?
I mean, you 6'4". You cuddly and shit. I see it. You cuddly. Hold on.
Oh, shit, it got quiet, too, and shit. Like,
yeah,
you know,
I'm looking at this like a motherfucker.
Now, I'm waiting for him to hit accept, because I know the shit just came up on his phone.
Not if he's on it.
I'm on mine.
And it came up on yours?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, Dogbone, I already got you on my page.
I know that. You always yell at me while I'm checking shit up on Dallas and shit when he's yelling at you, too.
God damn. Ain't that some fucking shit?
I'm coming after you next, Rich. Hold on.
Say no goddamn Rich. This is real talk.
Real talk. I'm going to find your black ass right now. Hold on.
Oh, I'm not black.
Where that paper bag at? Hold on.
I guess all I gotta do is look up and find your ass, huh?
That's it.
Hey, Sha.
That's
it.
Right.
Hey, Sha.
Cool.
Sugar's 6 foot, Duke. She's a 6 footer.
You know my baby mother about 6 foot. I like me a big bitch.
Oh, man.
Holy smoke. Holy smoke. Wow.
Let me look at the side.
Look at Tessie ass Tasty. She's trying to look. My man, let me inbox my man. Tell him don't go down there. Don't go down Atlanta, man. Don't go down there.
Look at you. You dry dick. Shut the fuck up.
What the hell is Tasty?
Let a man breathe.
Real talk. First of all, hold on a second. We are friends. Wait, hold on.
Yeah, you don't know who you're friends with?
You don't even know who the fuck these friends with and shit.
We are friends already, aren't we?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know who the fuck you are.
Yeah.
I know exactly who the fuck you are.
So what? So what? Big girl, big mouth. So what?
Oh, my God.
What
y'all gave me a fucking headache.
I said legs for days.
Yeah.
Oh,
tell
my
him.
God. I'm going to throw up, man.
Tell him.
Don't make me throw up, man.
Legs for days.
Yo, Dallas.
Yes, sir.
When the hell are we leaving for Carolina?
Well, what? We're leaving on fucking Wednesday night.
Now it's Wednesday?
We're going for Thursday. We're going to hang out Thursday night and party down there Thursday night, man.
Oh, damn. All right. All right.
When you leaving?
I got to let work. I got to let work know. Wednesday then, shit.
Yeah. We're leaving Wednesday night, Thursday morning, middle of the night.
All right. Yeah, that'll work then. With all the traffic.
Yeah. We're going to try to hit up a track rental maybe Friday or somewhere, something down there.
Nah, fuck the track. We hitting the show. We hitting the club.
We're in the club, yeah. But Friday and Saturday, Thursday, Friday. Oh.
All right.
Hello, I am motherfucking back.
Huh?
I don't know, man. This phone is so low.
Where did you go, Shami?
Huh?
Where did you go?
I had an important call. I had to take care of.
Did you hit accept, nigga?
What did you say?
She said, why you ain't accepted yet as your friend, Duke?
Oh, I know. I ain't even looking at shit yet. Let me go on
there. Yeah, hurry the fuck up. We trying to do some things.
Yeah, she tried. Tasty, sit your thirsty ass down somewhere and relax.
Hell.
Come on, we trying to do some things.
I'm just saying. You know,
I know. I see her name, and I already know who it is. You always fucking with on your page. It's that light-skinned chick.
Yes,
I don't know who the fuck this is. I ain't even asked her the fucking name.
That's her.
I know the. Man, you always talking shit, too. Every morning, I hear you talking shit, too.
That'd be them talking shit on my motherfucking page early in the fucking morning.
Yeah, I seen them fucking ass. I know them fucking ass. I know exactly who her motherfucking ass is.
Oh, my God. That's my motherfucking name.
We friends.
Y'all friends now?
Yeah.
Everybody, have a good night. I gotta get the hell out of here. I'll see you next week.
Right.
Later, dog bone.
Right.
Nah. Take that tummy out before you go to sleep. Don't choke on it. Oh, my God, man.
I got a fucking headache.
Why you got a headache, man? Laughing at these bitches here, man?
Laughing so fucking hard.
Why you keep calling me a bitch, though, Dallas?
But I'm saying with love, though, baby, with love.
Now, he's not talking to me.
Who?
He talking to me. You, nigga?
Tasty, you lucky I like you, baby. You lucky I fucking like you.
Yo, Tasty, you do that voodoo shit? Because you sound like a fucking voodoo lady or some shit.
She from St. Croix. I want somebody to do that shit.
With my mouth.
What the?
Yo, she always told like you know how to suck a penis. Don't know how to suck shit.
Oh, come on, suck your dick. You're so fucking bitter.
You probably straight teeth on a nigga's shit.
You sound so mad.
You
right
probably straight
now.
Teeth. Straight teeth.
Okay. Whatever.
Don't even entertain him. Don't even entertain him.
Ain't nobody talking to you, sugar.
He sounded so bitter.
Why you keep calling me out like that with so much emphasis?
Y'all got real quiet when homeboy was going there.
Yeah, it's like, shut the fuck up.
Y'all got real
shut
fucking
up.
Solid.
Shut up.
You did?
Kelly.
Yeah.
What he look like?
Yo.
Uh-oh, big homie's back.
I'm back, motherfucker. I had to shower.
Yes.
My man, Sean Meek, was on the air, man. He shut them bitches down, man.
Shut them down, kid. Shut them the fuck down, shut them out, and shut them up.
I shut them down.
He shut them bitches running their mouth. He shut them up, man. He got quiet and shit,
how?
Man.
How? No, he said how. He want to know how.
No, we don't get into it. We just know you shut y'all up.
No, because you're lying. You're lying.
Real talk, lying.
Real talk. So, shit got so crucial they get background checks.
What's that nigga's name?
First of all, I did a background check because Dallas said he was 6'4". You already know how I do my hair. He was 6'4".
He wasn't 6'4"?
I had to check to see if it was the truth. So,
is he?
Of course. Is he a big black motherfucker? I saw it. So, of course, you know, they all fucking talk about he shut somebody down. So he shut nobody down.
Where you at, Shaw? You there?
And fucking real talk need to be shot with shit and care for stinking. With all this damn yelling and screaming he's going on there.
Oh, man, my mother head hurt, man.
Yo, God damn it, that's the truth, Colin.
Hey, everybody on the line, my show tonight, the topic will be...
Because we came back in to do a plug-in?
I gotta freeload some of these callers, yo. Listen, my topic tonight is... How do you know when your shit is over, your relationship?
When that bitch say, get out.
I'm not leaving my house. My name on this motherfucker.
Yo, you are stupid as hell, Dallas. You said, where the fuck I'm going?
Fuck, I'm going
to
get out. Bitch, you get out. I'm not
going to
fuck with
you.
Fuck, I'm going.
Exactly. It's my shit. We're going to cohabitate.
Yeah, bitch, we're going to get together.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You go out and do what the fuck you want to do, but I'm not leaving, bitch. I'm here forever.
Oh,
yeah.
Then I'm going to do that little twitch of the neck and the eyes and shit. Yeah, okay.
God damn.
Yeah, well, that's the topic tonight. We're going to figure out.
Huh?
We're going to figure this shit out. Motherfuckers don't know how to get out. Niggas don't take hints. Motherfuckers don't know how to take a hint that it's over.
No, we know how to take a hint. We just ain't receptive to that shit.
You're trying.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
I am.
I'm not receptive. You said me get out. I'm like, okay.
Some dudes do not like rejection. Lord have mercy.
No,
they
I'm going to tell them, I'm not going no fucking way now. Make me some neat. Go on, bitch.
And guess what happens? That's when you start getting all that roach spray and shit in your food.
Yeah. See, that's why we stab bitches like you.
I ain't get stabbed yet, and them niggas got the fuck out.
You're still young, though. You're still young. You got time to get stabbed?
That's about it. I'm not.
What do you say behind that, though? What do you really say? You still
young. I can't even say
nothing
about that. I'm
yo, I wish bitch. Yo, I swear, let me find out a bitch put some shit in my motherfucking food.
What you gonna do?
You see me on the fucking news. You see about me on the news.
You right. You coming over for dinner?
You see me on the fucking news. Bomb goes crazy and kills bitch with scissors. You see me on the fucking news?
Kill a bitch with a pair of oysters.
Yeah, you see me right on the fucking news.
Hey, now, you ain't going to get nothing but a little bit of nosebleed or some shit, little crap.
Don't worry. Barber hangs with you with barber tools, hangs it with barber cord. You want to see all types of shit on that motherfucker. Hold on, y'all. We have another caller. We have Kia on the air. Kia, you there?
Hello.
Good afternoon, Kia. Good evening, Kia.
Good evening, Seth.
Lakers suck ass.
Shut up, you dumbass.
It was too early, man.
Hi, Kia.
You always got something smart to say. Shut up.
Hi, Kia.
Yes, he broke our record. It's like 5 seconds in.
Oh my God.
That's exactly. I only had two calling on today, Steph, so I had to call in your show for 15 minutes. 10 minutes.
Okay.
I only got two calling on. I can't take many today. Two calling on.
Hey, Dennis.
I don't have enough ass to go for a whole hour with you.
You missed it. Last week she admitted that she will fuck me.
She did?
Yeah.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
Did you ask all the bitches on the panel?
No, hey, just Kia. Just Kia. Just Kia.
Ask now.
And what did she say?
She said yeah.
Is that a truth or false, Kia?
I don't believe you. Say what?
Is that truth? Is that true or false?
That what he just said?
Yeah.
It's so fast.
I'm just fucking asking.
The way she said that shit.
Yeah, she had to clarify it.
She had to clarify nothing. All right, only got two aspirins today, Steph, so.
Okay.
Two aspirins.
So shut the fuck up.
I don't want a headache today.
Not yet.
Yeah, I don't want a headache.
She came clean, finally.
What?
Finally came clean.
So what's the hold on? Why you never hung out?
I just found out, so now on my next trip to New York, I want to make sure that her mouth is nice and warm, moist.
What?
I ain't seen nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
Oh my God, man. But that's hey, I love you, kid, for owning up to your shit, baby. I love you for
that's
that, baby.
That's right. That's right. We love you for that.
Okay, Steph. I got tired of y'all. Tell you right now, stop taking too much aspirin after I listen to your show. So I decided I'll call in like a quarter of or 10 minutes because I only have two aspirins to go. And, you know, I may not have enough aspirin to go to Nitty's show, so I may not call in because I don't have no more aspirins after I take these two in your show.
You don't call my show. My name is Big Daddy Long Dick. You don't call my show.
Don't tell me what I'm going to do. Please. Whatever.
I just told you, nigga.
Please.
He put you on cheap and you on black and you going to call that motherfucker.
You make people yell. You do so much. You don't be talking no serious stuff. You do a lot of yelling and calling people and telling people to shut up and all this stuff.
I got to tell you to shut the fuck up because you will not shut up.
You will not shut up. And you'll get your ass snatched. Let me tell
me
to shut up.
You'll snatch my ass. When you snatch my ass, you'll come out with a whole lot of penis,
whatever.
Too.
Whatever. Shut up, Nitty.
You'll come out with a whole lot of penis, too.
Oh. You act like somebody want to be listening to all that damn noise you be saying and yelling and stuff like that. Nobody got time for that. You don't even ever have no serious topics anyway.
My topic is always serious, you fucking
hater.
No, they're not. You're a hater.
Who's a hater? Fucking hate my topic. I'm not going to hate no hater, please. I don't have time to be hating on nobody. That's wasted energy.
You know what?
You waste my energy. I waste energy if I'm hating on somebody, please. I ain't got time to be hating on nobody.
Nah, I'll be over there. Are you coming down for your alumni at CIAA?
I'm gonna be coming down there. You don't even know nothing about CIAA.
Dude, I'm a fucking man. What the fuck you talking about? I'll be at every party.
Please. No, you don't.
I'll be at every party. Watch my fucking head.
I'm going to every party.
That's what the shit's all about. This shit's about parties, asshole.
Well, you won't be coming to every party unless it's an invite.
Man, I pay my money, nigga. VIP, skip the line. Meet me
no,
at the club,
you
nigga.
Please. Yeah, you wish.
Watch. Meet me at the club, nigga. I'll see you on the outside.
Please. I know one thing. If we have a party and it's a VIP only or people we whatever, you won't be getting in, Eddie.
If money talks, baby, I'll fucking own a joint.
Oh yeah, whatever.
Oh my God, no, y'all motherfuckers is retarded, man.
So I take it you're not coming. Your money's funny.
Coming?
Kia.
What?
Are you coming or your money's funny?
Oh, I think you talking to. I didn't know you were talking to me. I might be down there for. I think we play Elizabeth City too.
I think that's what my alumni think. All right,
all right, don't come to my town. Don't come to my town and don't come.
Hell, please.
Don't come to my town and don't hit me up, yo.
Whatever. I'm hanging with my sorrows when I get down there.
Hanging with who? Some broke niggas?
I'm hanging with my sorrows. I'm hanging with my Delta sisters.
The Deltas be in the building hard body.
What?
The Deltas be in the building hard body.
They be in their hard body, sir?
They be in their hard body, yo. They be making that noise. Ski, all that dumb shit.
That is not it. You know what? Don't open your mouth, Nitty, because that is not us. Don't open your mouth, Nitty.
Whatever. Whatever.
Don't open your mouth.
Whatever.
Don't ever give out a call. Don't ever disrespect me.
Y'all don't got
call.
No. Y'all don't got no calls. Y'all make no noise.
I said, don't ever sit up here and give out a call that you don't know what you're giving out a call for.
Little nigga, don't I ever. Ask you, do y'all make
oh,
sound?
I'm not gonna tell you. Are you a Delta? I'm gonna tell you.
I'm a Delta Leia. I fucked the whole Kappa Gamma Delta Sub 6-5. I'll lay them all down.
Whatever,
oh,
baby.
Shit.
I'm not even getting into it.
There's going to be some step show shit on your coochie.
Oh, whatever.
Bang a beat out on your shit. I'll bang a beat out on your shit.
Whatever. I don't even have to get into this discussion with you. I will never get into this discussion with this with you.
I'm playing with you, kid. You know you're my
I
nigga.
I know you are.
You know you're my nigga. I don't want no more. I don't want you mad at me no more, kid, because when you was mad at me, I was missing you.
I was never had you call me on my name.
I called out her name, and she didn't forgive me until I had to apologize. I called the, a lady, and she got mad.
Oh, shit. I ain't got nothing to do with nobody else letting me call that, but with me, it's a different story. You shall not.
I will never call you a lady again. My bad.
Oh, my God, man.
Thank you. You ain't
love
funny.
Kid,
that's why, that's exactly
nigga,
why.
Man.
You ain't funny. Oh. The baby thing.
I will never call you a lady again.
I ain't even say nothing.
Now, shut up.
I ain't even say nothing.
You're guilty by association.
You always saying you'll never say nothing, and your ass just is guilty when you
what
have it. What
the fuck did I just say?
Even
say shit.
Shut up,
you
Chad.
See what I'm saying?
Shut up,
you see this shit, homie?
Shut
what
up,
did you say, son? I don't even know what you said, son.
I ain't say shit.
What you want to make?
It's some bullshit, man. It's some bullshit, man.
Whatever you want me to make.
Who the fuck is you talking to over there?
What?
Sugar.
She got Mutombo over there now. You know she made that call.
Oh, okay.
I don't have mail company in my house.
What?
Dude's gonna say it come to my house.
Okay. I can respect that, I think.
Well, sometimes. You ain't got your own crib, then we got a problem.
That's true. Or you got at least have rent money or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, man.
Mm-hmm.
So you never broke that rule ever?
Well, what was that, son?
That no company ever.
You was in my crib? Nah.
Yeah.
Not
never broke
only,
it.
If you live with me, yeah.
Well, while I'm there, it's like I'm living with you.
No.
For the 2 hours?
No.
You drive a hard bargain, yo.
No. Ain't no one is jumping off in my crib. There's two of them. That's only two. Huh?
So, let me ask you a question. Sugar Walls.
What's up?
If you were dating a guy and he suspected that you was cheating.
Yeah.
And he was calling that guy, harassing him. How would you feel about that shit?
What do you mean calling what? Say it again.
He was calling the suspected guy you was cheating with. Your guy is calling the suspected guy, harassing him. How would you feel about your man being a groupie?
First of all, you said if my man called another nigga, my dick will go so soft behind that shit. not be calling no other niggas.
Bitch
names. I don't like fucking bitch niggas. I can't deal with them. They fucking make my ass itch.
So you wouldn't be upset if your man called another nigga that you was fucking with behind his back?
I can't fuck with no nigga that acts like no bitch. I can't do it. I can't do it. You don't have to swallow your shit. Only you fuck with me, you don't. Don't be asking me on somebody no fucking question.
They ain't asking you. You said if he asked that nigga.
Don't be asking nobody no questions.
What, even if you got caught?
If I got caught, I got caught. It's right there in your face. But don't
yeah, he wants composure.
Man, fuck that, Jasmine. I will help you with your closure by telling you to fuck out my face.
I like the way you're talking.
Do not ask me no that shit. It's two things that bother me, my nigga. Don't fucking question me about where I'm going. That shit hurts my nerves.
Yeah.
Don't question me about the fuck I've been. Nigga, I done told you I'm out. Don't that's it.
You told you was out? Boy, I was.
I'm going out. Whatever details I gave you before I left, that's what you getting. Don't ask me nothing else when I come back.
Well, hold that thought. We're going to go into Big Homie show. I don't know Big Homie going to
Yo,
tonight was a great show. Thanks for calling in, peoples. Love y'all very much. We're going to the Big Homie show. This is Love, Life, Loyalty with GQ Palace. And I'm signing out, baby. Later, y'all.
Tonight, let's touch your mind. Like you were before. It's got to
New York and Shy, perfect combination. Kills, Biggie.
You see, I don't sweat these holes. I keep them in flavors like Timbo's and Jabo's. Bitches just like to play the merry-go.
Yeah, we know. Drop the scenario.
It was me, D, the MPV, the Blunts and Brute thing, knocking some Wu-Tang, M-E-T-H, oh shit, look at them lips and them hips on that bitch,
girl.
She hits the dip, so I can drop my Macadocious shit, like the blunt clip, and recognize the pimp, needless to speak, the G's obsolete, don't sleep, bang the skins in the week, on the streets, up the avenue, I seen her on the block, who she rapping to, that's my nigga D, damn he got G, now she fucking him and fucking me, see?
I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get dick to ya. Hit the club, drink, dance all night with ya. Get the pussy good, I might do anything for ya. Girl, show me how you want that thing. You make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, baby, can't you see? We gon' fuck until 6 in the morning.
Now I play a fall like a moon play a star. She still sweat me hard cause I'm a rap star. I be cruising up the block, I be passing her. Pippin' hard with the female passenger. And the only time I call her to hang is when me and D blunted up, pissy scheming on a gangbang. She should've used the intuition, then she wouldn't be classified in that position. Listen, she saying I dissed her cause I'm fucking her sister. A message to the fellas that really gets them pissed, but she started that fucking family. She fucked my man D, so why she mad at me? Plus your sister look better than you, give head better than you, pussy get wetter than you, so break the fuck out like a rash. I'm glad I ain't spend no cash to hit your nasty ass.
Red bones, stilettos, doobie, hip others to show off your booty. I'm hanging with the best of them, sleep. If you wanna, I'm a veteran.
When I show up to the club, it's VIP. Dancing in the club, it's VIP.
I'm not looking to find a wife, just someone to make a friend of mine.
I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get dick to ya. Hit the club, drink, dance all night with ya. Get the pussy good, I might do anything for ya. Girl, show me how you want that thing. You make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, baby, can't you see? We gon' fuck until 6 in the morning. I roll up all black and Impala.
I ain't
so high when I walk in the club. I see the chick that used to get the drip. Now she freaking on the floor, make a nigga reminisce.
wanna back in my ride again.
Wanna back in my ride
again. But I don't want no girlfriend.
See, I just wanna hit it and we can be cool. We can do this if you're feeling the same way too.
Come on, girl, let's go to my hotel. Have a party all night in my hotel.
Pop, blow, smoke, throw in my hotel. In 20 minutes, girl, hit me on my tail. Me casa, you casa. I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get this to ya. Hit the club, drinks, dance all night with ya. If the pussy good, I might do anything for ya. Girl, show me how you work that thing. You make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, 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 can't you see? We gon' fucking till 6 in the morning.
Anybody in here?
No.
Yep, back in the mic set.
I'm here.
I'm here.
Right. I'm here.
Me too. Who that?
I don't know, but y'all sound so low right now.
So who that?
Oh my God, as raspy as my voice is, why you gotta keep asking?
Oh, damn. All right, Lola.
Lola. I'll be Lola. I'll be Lola on this show.
Shit. What happened to Big Homie?
I don't know. Where's the host?
Well, I'll host it right now. Shit, I don't care.
Mic check. Mic check, one, two.
I'm sitting over here eating and having a discussion with you fellas.
Is this thing on?
It's on.
Okay. Welcome, everybody, to Speaking My Point of View with your host, Big Homie. And tonight's topic is, when do you know it's over? You didn't have a fight. You didn't catch him cheating or catch her cheating. You're just tired of the whole shit. What are some signs that you know this shit is over?
You don't have to shut the fuck up. When you don't feel no way. You know when it's over? When you ain't got no kind of respect. Like, you talk to him crazy. Like, you don't care about his feelings at all. Like,
so that's it? You gotta go right to no respect?
That's when you know it's over.
If I start disrespecting you, there's no coming back from that. There's no coming back from that if I start talking to you crazy.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Who are you today, Weezy, Sugar Walls? Who are you today?
call me what you want.
Okay, Tina, so you're trying to tell me once you feel like the love is gone, you straight disrespecting motherfuckers.
No, it depends. No, if I feel like the love is gone, then I'm just going to act differently socially. Like, body language. You know, that little warm feeling you feel. Like, my lips is going to curl up into, like, a snarl and not a smile. Like, you just
you
going to blink and that shit is going to annoy me.
Real talk. When do you know it's over, real talk?
When you can't get the ass and you keep trying. You keep trying to get it, that motherfucker. He got that shit locked with a combination on that shit. That's when you know it's over.
That could be a sign right there. Hey, Yabba Dabba Doo, you still there?
I got your dab, Yabba Dabba Doo.
Yabba Dabba Doo, when do you know it's over, Yabba?
Like I say, when I tell you, shut the fuck up. It's your favorite word. No, I go along with real talk
Yeah, yo, when you can't get that ass, it's like,
it's
oh, what the fuck? That shit is going to somebody. It ain't as good as you could be no more.
I must have some serious issues then.
Look, go to bed with the feet pajamas on and all of that.
Yeah, you know, when you got a Ziploc shit down and shit, like a Ziploc bag and shit like
I'ma
that.
I'ma still do it. I'ma still do it.
I ain't giving up blood. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Nope.
Nah. I'ma be monkey bar. I'ma be monkey barring anyway, so I might as well give them
some. So let me ask you a question. Is it, do you, not none of this macho shit. Now remember, the person ain't done nothing wrong to you. You just not there no more. So not none of the macho shit. Is it real hard to tell a nigga, yo, it's over?
And no. They want their motherfucking cake and eat it too?
Say it again? I'm sorry.
If they want their cake and eat it too, they ain't gonna say that shit. It ain't that hard. But if they can have their cake and eat it too, they ain't gonna say a motherfucking thing.
Exactly.
That's what I call monkey barring.
But what if you know it's going to hurt the person? Like, you still care for the motherfucker, but you just don't want them no more.
Well, it's best to leave them alone.
I think we all stayed in relationships a little longer than we wanted to. Well, why did we do that?
Oh, my God. Because you're not sure. Like, sometimes you get so comfortable that you feel like you're going to get into something else and it might not be as comfortable as the situation that you was in. Or you might feel like, oh, my God, what if I make the wrong decision and I really do want to be pushed and I go through the theatrics of breaking up with them and stuff and it's really the wrong choice. That's what takes so long. You ain't gonna straight, unless you caught them doing something, I'm gonna be doing, you ain't gonna straight break up with somebody. That's like years in the making.
That's what I'm saying.
You gotta like eventually it has to come to a point where you just gonna break up with the person. It's not nothing like you woke up one morning and you just were like, I ain't fucking with him no more. You done tired of him for a minute.
But you got some people that just be like, fuck it. If they could have their cake and eat it too, and they letting the person letting them do what they gotta do to them, they gonna just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. We have anybody else on the line who hasn't spoke up yet?
I didn't hear you. What?
It's just us four on the line. We have no new callers on the line.
No.
Why, you looking for a new caller?
I'm trying to get point of view,
man. I mean, like, it depends. Like I said, you know, I got a habit monkey bar. So, like, that right there is how I get over, like, that's for sure that I'm not going to fuck with this other person. Because I'm already fucking phasing out of one and into another.
So, let me ask you a question. Who are you, Tana? May I ask you a question, Tana? Do you believe that it's possible to make it last forever?
Of course.
Do you know anybody that did it?
Yep.
Who?
As far as my friends.
You got friends that actually made it?
I have relatives.
My parents did it.
Yeah, I have relatives. I have aunts, uncles. Yeah, I've seen it happen.
Yep.
Okay, so it's possible.
Yeah,
but you know, two ugly motherfuckers gonna stay together forever though, right? Cause nobody can want them.
On a serious note, you know what it is? We got out in this day and age, we got a habit of it's greed, and we feel like as much as we can get, we gonna take it. Nobody's never satisfied with the person that they're with. They always feel like
this
they
is
get
true.
More
everybody think
outside.
The grass is greener.
They think they also
exactly.
feel like your girl is could be doing everything, but it's always one thing that it's like almost like you are glutton for this type
yep.
of shit. Like your girl is doing everything, but you gonna find wrong that you gonna find something to be like, well, she ain't doing this. And you gonna go over there. First of all, I feel like if you were somebody over a certain amount of time and you have an issue, you feel like you're gonna break up, I think you should work it out. Should go through the necessary channels to work it out. You know, black people hate a fucking counselor. So what I'm saying is you hate for somebody to tell y'all what the fuck to do in y'all relationship. But y'all really need to talk to somebody and get other people's input. Because sometimes your decisions that y'all make on the outside looking in, it might look crazy, it might not. But it always helps when it's something serious to get another opinion, because y'all might be making these decisions out of anger. You might need to talk to somebody to work these situations out, and then you realize that what y'all really going through is as bad as y'all making it out to be.
I did counseling. It helped me.
Who's the counselor?
I went to Big Home with the counselor. I needed somebody else to tell me.
Did they give you meds?
Not me. But all I needed was for somebody else besides my wife to tell me I'm an asshole.
All right. This is what I'm saying. Like, for me, my thing was I was into church, like, hardcore.
Oh, you was wasting your life. You was wasting your life with that shit.
Listen, you know. Wow. I was in church, right? My family, they're rough farmers. So whatever, it was always some type of religion or whatever in my household. I started going to church or whatever, you know, I just felt like it was a place solid somewhere to go on Sundays to get the fuck out the house, and then I wound up just being there all the time.
Exactly. You was somewhere else to find some new penis. That's what it was.
Listen, I'm sorry. That's not where I found a new penis now. So
okay.
I'm in there, and I'm focused. I'm doing my thing. I fast and do all that because I really can't understand what the fuck was going on. Like, we were together for so long. Now, that between church, between your religion, between you offering to go to counseling, because you know if somebody says let's go to counseling and the next motherfucker say no, that means they don't want that to work. Fuck them.
They don't want it to work.
Them niggas, if I say go to counseling and that nigga say he don't want to go to counseling, fuck you then. You don't want it to work.
Right.
And that was my point. You don't want it to work. Come on, I was young talking about something that's going to counseling. Cause I don't think this is right. Because
it takes both of you to make it work.
Yeah. So now at this point, you got to understand, like, you both you have to be in this situation. As far as breaking up, this motherfucker might not have wanted to go to counseling. He didn't want to get quit, neither.
Let me ask you a question. In society today, do you think it's possible to make it work in society today with all these ratchet-ass motherfuckers? It's more ratchet motherfuckers running around than good people.
Absolutely. Let me tell you something. This is not true. People are ratchet because they've been hurt. They've been disappointed. They're not trying to handle that shit that y'all talking. They don't trust nobody. They don't want to be bothered with. That's what's ratchet. I'm telling you right now, I can tell you right now, if I fuck with a dude and he says, all right, we're going to do this, I'm a chill. So let me, I'm just going to be who the fuck I am. And that's it. Ain't no sense of me being hobby and fucking Miss Perfect Daddy for what? Y'all niggas ain't paying attention to that.
I am.
You shouldn't be.
But no, I'm saying if I was single.
But this is what I'm saying. You know how to.
Hey, don't be screaming on me on my show, yo. Let me put no gates on this shit. on my shit. I do that.
What I'm saying is that you have to understand that it's all that shit that we do is mental. It's mental. Like, you got a good person. Just because I curse and I carry and I do what I want to do, that doesn't mean I'm not a good woman.
No, I don't mean that. I agree.
It's a lot of people that's way too fucking judgmental in the society right now, and that's my thing.
Amen.
You're so worried about what everybody else will think of your girl or your man. That's why you by yourself.
Yeah, that's exactly
I agree with you on that.
Yourself. And most of the people that's judgmental usually are by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But I think relationships in this day is fucked up by TV, because y'all women watch that Lifetime channel and start bugging the fuck out.
Lifetime,
all that romantic dumb shit.
I also think it got the friends to do with it too. Y'all
friends
got those,
out of work.
Got those
friends out of work.
Yeah, some of them got those fucked up friends that don't got a man and shit.
You ain't never lied. I'm gonna tell you right now. I made a comment about that the other day. I would definitely have to agree with you on that.
Yeah, cause you got those friends that be real fucked up. And what happened is they know you're vulnerable right now. So they gonna say shit, and you gonna sink it in, you know, I'm talking in general, you sink it in, and then you be like, yeah, you know what, she's right, such and such. Meanwhile, not thinking about the fact, well, this bitch has been alone since I met her.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and,
but you know what? You got to be the bigger and better person not to go that route, regardless of what your friend is telling you. You know,
sometimes
you
it's
know
hard
what you got
think
at home.
They mean the best, you think they mean the best for you. Sometimes it's hard.
Well,
yes.
And you know, sometimes they could be trying to get what you got too.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Most of the time.
You know, so you could definitely got to be watching out for that, because you don't know if that person is trying to get you out in the street. You know, like the saying goes, misery loves fucking company.
So if you're a miserable
bitch, why not make me miserable with you? You know.
So you think when they say, if you want a strong relationship, you should surround yourself with people with relationships. You think that's true?
I think it's a good thing.
I don't think it's true if you want a strong relationship. You yourself got to make your relationship strong. You know, just because you sit around people, they might give you a little point of view, but it's up to you on how you carry that relationship. You know, all you can do is take in what they tell you.
How to run your relationship unless you ask.
Exactly. If you choose to let them do that. But if you let them run your relationship, let them run your sex life too. Get them to ask.
You know, older people will tell you in a minute. You know, if you want to get married, you should start hanging around people that are married. You know, that's what they say.
No, I'm not going to say all of that. But, you know, if a single person, a lot of single persons don't want to be around couples either. I mean, why? You sitting there looking like the only little damn lonely chicken head with everybody
that
else
shit
having somebody.
That shit sucks. And they always try to hook you up with damn body.
Exactly.
God.
And I mean, that's the worst. It's a bad feeling. You know, you sitting there and everybody else all booed up and everything, and you sitting there by yourself. Damn, no, hell with that.
But, you know, some feeling is uncontrollable. So, you know, sometimes it's just like a lovesick feeling when you're in love with somebody, you got to go through that shit. The feeling is like, okay, well, you can't eat, you can't sleep, you can't do none of that shit. You understand? So it's hard. That's why it's hard for some people when they go out after a bad wake up in a relationship.
Yeah.
It's hard for them to get back on track because, you know, you try to go out that first time, you might not make it because you're so upset, and you know it's like a lovesick feeling inside.
Yeah,
that's
true too. It's
been a year and a half. A year and a half.
I ain't
know what the hell to do outside of not being in a relationship. I ain't know what to do because that's all I knew.
Wow.
Is that
I
a
ain't know what.
It ain't nothing you can do. All you could do is try to sip soup.
Hold on, time out. Let me get back in control of this. When you say you don't really know what you do when you're outside of a relationship, right? Do that comes from being in the relationship and you stop doing your social shit that you still
No,
you
I was
going?
Still social. What I'm saying is I didn't, because, you know, you used to in a relationship not, for lack of a better word, checking in, and you're responsible for somebody else's feelings when you're in a relationship. So you walk in a certain way when you're in a relationship. For a year and a half, I didn't know how to walk by myself because I always felt like in the back of my head there was still somebody I had to go home to.
I could dig it.
I was still keeping those married woman hours, going in the crib early, still doing shit like that, and then, like, eventually, like, when I came out the gate, shit. I ain't been back in the gate since, but
exactly.
I'm just saying.
That's a fucked up feeling.
But I'm saying, like, I think some people, when they in a relationship, they lose they self. Let me give you an example. Like, my guy was like, he was like me. And then he got married. And he started staying in more with his lady and shit. He became a bitter person because his spirit, that wasn't his real spirit. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So do you think that part of the reason people wake up is because they lose who they are?
Yeah, you lose your...
with
go
that,
ahead.
I mean, I would, you know, still like do things together. You know, for
no, that's the fucking
that.
Problem. I want to leave your fucking ass home sometime, TT.
No, I mean, well, yeah, you can leave me home sometime, but still, we should do things together.
I want
your
stink ass all day, man.
Shut the hell up. You big dummy.
I'm saying, that's what the problem is. Y'all boys get on to a nigga like a lice.
No, I don't want to go everywhere you go. Shit, because there's going to be times I want to go out and hang out with my friends.
Well, yeah, I think the reason why I got 20 years in and a lot of years married is because we still individuals also. We still have individual social life.
Okay.
I think that's very important. I think that's very important because I need to see my wife go out and be sexy with her girlfriends without me being there. I need to see that because it keeps the dick hard.
And not only that, if you got to worry about, you know, what she's doing when she go, then it's going to always be problems.
I would never worry about what she's doing.
That's what I'm saying. It wouldn't last in no 20 years.
Yeah, because
you
need you
know,
that faith in a relationship. If you don't
exactly.
have that faith, you're going to corner somebody.
And trust.
And trust. You're right. You need that trust, too. But,
you know,
some people is just like,
take right from there to make sure
you can have that relationship, but, you know, soon as you get that one feeling that something ain't right, that could mess up a whole thing.
Right.
Yeah.
You anyway,
but no, that was too low at first. I couldn't do anything.
So when you like what would be some of the tips y'all think? Each one of y'all get two tips on how to keep your relationship strong. What would you tell young couples?
Focus and honesty.
Focus,
trust and communicate.
I think that one of the most important things, besides that, those are givens. Like, you know, those things are mandatory. But some things that people don't think about, I think is that you got to keep this exciting.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Where the excitement at? Like, most people get comfortable and they put their feet up. And they rest on what they did last year. You know, I was that nigga last year tour. But what about yesterday? And what about today? What about tomorrow?
Right. I mean, just do different things together. You know, I don't know.
Right.
Remember, I'm old, so I don't do a whole lot.
I know that's right, Yabba Dabba Doo.
But like you say, I can make a bear rock, so shut up.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Man. You're good for something besides smelling like Big Day all day. You're good for something.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, it's solely up to the individual of what you make of a relationship, married or just dating.
Let me ask you a question. You just sitting a statement on the phone right now. You older. You a tad bit older than me. You a tad bit older. Are you single right now?
No.
You got a man.
Yeah.
How long you been with this guy?
Well, now that's an in between question because what. let's put it this way. I'm not single. I am seeing somebody, but it ain't like you know that you my man. Put it like that.
Okay.
Because
okay, so
I only do one person at a time. Put it that. I'll
put
it like
open
that.
Discussion.
Yes, it is. Who's speaking?
Hi, this is Perry.
Hey, how you doing, Perry?
Hi. So what's the open discussion? What's the open topic?
Tonight the topic is about relationships. The first part of it is, how do you know it's over? I ain't talking about you fighting and you arguing and all that stuff. I'm talking about, like, you just not feeling it no more. What's the sign to you that you're
they
not
don't
want to
do anything with each other anymore.
Okay.
Hey, Frank.
Who this?
It's when you don't even get a chubby when she's naked.
Oh,
huh?
Shit. Oh, so he's saying she's butt-ass naked, running around the house butt-ass naked, and the Frankfurter is missing in action.
Nah, come on. That don't got nothing to do with that.
I think when you're not interested in doing things with the person anymore.
Exactly.
What do you think that is?
Exactly. She butt-ass naked.
I think it gets to a point where you don't really want to do anything. Like, you don't want to go to the movies with him anymore.
Oh.
You don't even really want to sit in the room with him anymore.
You don't even want to sleep in the same bed with that person.
Right? It's just no interest
there.
If
she's running around butt-naked and nothing happening, then you know anything
right.
going on.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. I see that point. Okay, yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying. Man.
No,
that's
I think there could still be sex involved, and
The brother said, you running around the house butt naked, and he don't got no movement in his pants.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely over.
Okay, let me clarify that. I had to clarify that. Now,
I thought he was saying that they were still having sex, because people still have sex and the relationship is over.
Now, the other part of that is what kind of advice would you give to couples to make sure that they should go longer and stronger? Now, don't say the obvious of trust, communication.
No.
What else besides that?
I think that before you get in a relationship, you should know exactly who you are before you get in a relationship with somebody else. And the person that you get in a
relationship
with, if you're already in a relationship, then you have to pretty much figure out if you're in a relationship with a person already, you have to figure out what it is that you want in life and see if they want the same thing too. If not, you're just going in reverse.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
Frank, what you do, for real talk, you got to keep it interesting.
Right.
You got to keep it
exciting.
You
got to keep it interesting.
Got to keep it exciting.
Turn that light off.
And I think you
know?
Guys should both have the same excitement. The same thing should interest you too.
Well, hold on. It don't have to. Y'all both don't have to have the same. Well, like, say, if my girl like whatever she like, if she my girl, it gotta be done.
Okay, so what about if your girl is the type that likes to go to the movies and walk in the parks, but you like to go to Atlantic City and Vegas, and she don't like to do that? So how would you make
that
work?
The compromise is, let's go to Atlantic City and go to the movies.
Exactly.
But she don't like to do those things. So now you pretty much want to
compromise.
That they don't want to do
compromise.
And she's not trying to compromise, so you got to fire that bitch.
When you compromise, I never think compromising is good. Because what happens when you compromise and you don't want to sit in no fucking movie or take these walks in the park? You're making yourself miserable by forcing yourself to do something somebody else
wants.
Like really
listen, if you talk about being a couple, you got to broaden your horizons, baby. If you want something to work.
Why not just find somebody that's suitable like you? Somebody that wants
to
go out and party.
Start all over instead of compromising with who you got.
I think that's where the problem goes. I think that's where the problem occurring
who's trying
to force something on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
because once
that person go to for the walk in the park, they may enjoy it and be like, you know,
they may enjoy it.
You know, they may look at it like, you know what, babe, we should have been doing things like this. You know, go bowling. Go just do something different.
I love you, Harpo.
They may enjoy it, but what happens when you don't enjoy it?
So I love you, Harpo.
But see, then you got to find a compromise.
That's true.
Okay, let me ask you something. When you first had sex, did you enjoy it?
I didn't know.
Got broke. Okay, but now do you enjoy it?
I'm gonna be honest with you. When I first had sex, it was the worst.
Overrated.
You know,
hold on. Shut up, Yabba Dabba Doo. What he's saying is this: when you first start doing something at first, you may not like it, but over time, you get to love it.
Yes. Exactly. So why can't you do that and compromise with like a walk in the park?
Right.
That might be the best one.
Okay, I'm speaking out of my own personal experience. So I was with somebody for 10 years and compromised and did the things that he liked, you know, that he liked to do. And now 10 years later, I'm like, oh, my God, that was such a waste of a time. I got nowhere with it. I was just doing, like, I don't ever think that you should force yourself to do something that you really don't like to do. Now, if you do
it's
it and you like
force.
It, that's one thing. But if you don't, how long should a person compromise knowing they don't like something? That's the topic.
Let me handle this. I got this text. Hold on. Now, there's a difference between not liking something and not fucking liking something. You cannot say you don't like walking in a park, or you don't like a movie, or you don't like a trip to Vegas. Now you're being a prude, and you're not really being a partner. It's one thing to say, I don't like swallowing. I can understand
No,
that.
Okay, let's say I like walking the park, but I personally hate movies. I can't sit in a movie theater at all. So
listen,
I'll walk in the park with you, but I won't go to the movies.
All right, listen, maybe you go to the movies, and while you're there, you play Angry Birds while the movie's on.
But then the other person is going to feel like maybe I wanted you to watch this movie with me, X, Y, and Z. It's really no way to ever satisfy somebody else.
You can't have it all. I'm here with you. Just happy I'm here, motherfucker. I'm playing Angry Birds. Shut the fuck up.
Okay, well, I just fall asleep in the movie, and now you're angry because I fell asleep.
Listen, it's disrespectful. Playing Angry Birds is different.
I don't play Angry Birds, though.
Perry, you are the fucking problem.
I think playing Angry Birds while watching a movie is quite disrespectful.
Going to sleep is disrespectful.
And playing Angry Birds is the same. I don't know. I think that if people would take the time out to learn people first before they jump into relationships, then it could be, I really don't like this person. I can move on to the next person. Instead of jumping into a commitment, and then you realize that you don't like it.
Terry, hey, you single right now, I can tell, right?
I sure am.
You need to listen and stop talking.
Yep.
Ready? Terry.
You said I need to listen. I'm listening, and I don't...
You need to shut the fuck up and listen. Now, listen. Listen. Everybody on the line. Everybody on the line is going to give Perry some type of advice right now. Starting off with text. Text, give Perry non-compromising ass some advice.
My advice is, right? Check this. It doesn't matter. If you feeling this person and they want to, just go kick rocks. That's something you got to think about doing. Now, if you don't want to do it, you got to come up with a compromise. If you don't want to compromise, or you think a compromise is settling for less, no, it could be possibly broadening your horizon.
Right.
You don't know what you like till you've done it.
I agree.
All right. CC, give Perry some suggestions, an intervention right now, because she needs it.
Well, like you said, you know, compromising and... just trying different things, you know, whether you like it or not, you may come up and realize that, you know, hey, it's not as bad as you thought it was.
Real talk.
And especially being with that significant other.
Real talk. Give it to her, real talk. We love
okay.
Real talk.
Me personally, you have to learn, like they say, to compromise with the person, all right? Even though it's some things that you may not like, you could grow for it. You understand? It's the fact of you just taking that chance on doing it. Some people never like broccoli, but when they taste it, they like it. Just like I was explaining to you about the sex thing. When you first had sex and they broke your virginity, you didn't like it. You understand? But you learn to like it. Now, if you really want to be with that person, then you need to try to, like, do things that they like. It sounds like to me that you're being real fucking selfish.
Yes.
No, I'm not being selfish. I'm being bored.
Hold on, time out. Let me interject right now. Now, me myself, I'm married. And one of the things I hate doing is going to the mall with my wife. Because she gonna hit every fucking store in the mall. I don't give a fuck what store it is, we going in it.
And it's a good chance I'm going to come out of there with less money. I hate it. So when she tell me, I want you to come with me to the store, to the mall.
Guess what?
You don't hate it. I'm in the motherfucker. And guess what? I'm carrying bags, handbags. I'm holding handbags. I've got the whole kind of bags in my hand.
But
and I hate it.
To please her, right?
And I hate it, but I do it. I hate it. My feet be hurting like I got on stilettos.
But now, for the person that don't want to do that with their significant other, don't want to go to the store and help pick out those shoes,
okay, I'm
and
back.
Somebody else will.
Exactly, exactly. That's what's going to
mm-hmm.
happen.
Hold on,
wait, I put you on hold. What happened?
Oh, you motherfucker.
I had a hole on that
line. We done
wow.
did all this fucking intervention shit, and you
wow.
weren't even here.
I appreciate the intervention. Bring it back.
Hold up. We wasn't here all that time.
No.
No.
No, the last thing I heard was I'm being real
lady.
Fucking selfish.
That's how you run yourself.
That's exactly what you're doing.
Yes, yes. You put us on fucking hold, you selfish church lady. Take your ass to church and repent for that shit. We trying to help you.
All right, come on. What was the intervention?
The intervention basically boils down in a nutshell is that you need to loosen the fuck up, stop being selfish, and put other people first and not be scared of getting hurt and say it, at the end it could be all for nothing. I understand that point.
No, I'm not
that
scared
of
getting
hurt.
I believe everything.
Shut up. It's not your time right now. I understand that you have been through a situation. At the end of the night, you felt like, you know what, that shit wasn't even worth my time. I get that. But sometimes you still got to roll the dice. Like I was just saying, but I go to the mall with my wife, and she asked me, and I know it's going to be an all-day thing. She's going to every store possible. She even going in stores where she knows she ain't buying shit. And I hate going. But you know what? I still go.
Exactly. That's part of the reason why I'm single, Frank.
Well,
I think it's different strokes for different folks.
Different strokes for different folks? So you not going to the movie? No, what if it's a porno? Would you go?
If it was a porn, yeah, I would go. I'm a very
spontaneous
person.
Oh,
wow.
You is a real church woman. I can see that now. This is just like...
My problem is I'm a little bit too spontaneous and... Certain things bore me. I don't want to go to
okay.
I want to go out
that.
Somewhere and have fun.
I respect that.
People,
spontaneous.
But no. People get spontaneous in a movie theater.
Yeah.
See, now that I would be down for.
Oh,
I'm just a very, very spontaneous person, and a lot of things that people like to do are boring to me.
Now, I like what you're saying. I like what you're saying, Perry, but that's what I'm saying. So now we don't work out half of your problem. You don't really like movies, but you will like the movie if you put the penis in your mouth.
Oh, well, somewhere near it. Exactly.
You'll go to the movie for that, though, right?
You know what I would.
All right. We'll solve your problem. We'll solve the problem. She in New York.
Brooklyn?
Nah,
of
she
course.
In Brooklyn.
I am in Brooklyn.
Oh, okay. You in Brooklyn. Okay, my bad. I thought you was in Harlem. So we don't solve half your problem. We don't solve half of your problem. So you got to tell your next guy, I don't like movies, but if you pop that joint in my mouth, I can make it do it.
Okay, so now what we going to do is go to the movies to do that.
She needs to go to the drive-in movie.
That's
going to
become boring after a while, too.
She needs to go to the drive-in movie.
Hey, they got a drive-in about 2 miles from my house.
Oh,
nah.
They really still exist?
Yes, ma'am. They got I live in Central New York, right?
Well,
and they got them all over.
Wow.
Now, has everybody here been to Brooklyn, from Brooklyn?
No, I'm Jersey.
Well, you're close enough. But if you've been to Brooklyn, you from New York, you know
we
where
we have a drive-thru in Brooklyn.
A job corps? There's a job corps about an hour and a half from me.
No, she ain't say job corps. She said you have a drive-thru in Brooklyn.
From Brooklyn, baby.
I'm gonna put that
He asked you that fucking text. You said, is there a drive-through movie theater in Brooklyn?
No.
Who's brushing their teeth?
They can't have it.
Really, who's brushing their teeth?
Who's brushing your teeth?
I am.
Wow.
I didn't know they were going to
hear that. Brushing your teeth.
This OBD nigga right here, this OCD, whatever the fuck that shit is, DDD, this DD fucking P nigga can't focus, yo. Now I know why you can't watch a movie, because your ass is all over the fucking place, yo.
I have a very short attention span.
Oh,
you need some Percocet, you need some Xanax or something. You all over the place, yo.
I am. No, but I'm going to let y'all go now. I'm going to join the next call. When's the next
call for me? Hold up. You got some community shit that you want to talk about, and I like what you be talking about on the community. So I want to open the mic up to you, because I love the community, and I think this is something that we should talk about all the time.
Oh, okay.
Now, what I want to say about our community is we have a lot of followers and no leaders.
Right,
and it
right.
seems... And it seems like nobody wants to take the lead.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with that shit?
I don't know. I think that a lot of people don't have confidence in themselves.
They're scared to fail.
And I don't think that anybody is seeing any leaders
to follow, because we usually follow what we see, so we're not seeing many leaders for ourselves.
What about you just thinking that you're the leader? You gotta actually see a leader to be a leader?
Yeah.
I don't think you gotta learn
it from somewhere.
I think leaders who showed Martin Luther King to be a leader?
Somebody, he had a mentor.
I think that it's just in you to lead, man. Great people just lead, man.
I agree with that also. But I think to bring it out, but I think I believe that everyone has leadership in them. And usually in order for...
Some people are meant to be followers, baby.
Yeah, everybody is meant to be leaders. Everybody is meant to be leaders.
You know, I think everybody could be a leader at some capacity. Not saying they could be a great... They could be a leader to lead you into stupidity, but everybody has some kind of leadership in them at some point.
Now, I think that some people are workers and some people are fucking CEOs.
Right.
That's
just like the ants. You got the king, the queens, the drones.
I think in our community, a lot of our people are stuck with slave mentality. Like you said, that we got workers. There's a lot of people that just want to be submissive onto following somebody else instead of leading something on their own.
Yeah, just like these 500 Jordans that's coming out.
Like with this shit right here, like let's take it for instance. The owner of this radio station, his name is Rich, right? He's a black man. He's trying to get it popping. You know, he got like thousands of friends on Facebook. He's trying to lead a new generation into radio. Why can't we have more people following him and getting information from him than being on Facebook talking about nothing but dumb shit?
You said he's on Facebook talking about nothing but dumb shit?
No, the majority of people are on Facebook.
The
majority of people are on Facebook talking about dumb shit, but they won't support the homie that got his own radio station online and help him make it.
Because the majority rules all.
It's the crab mentality, Frank. They don't have to cover the black crabs. You can leave the black crabs without a cover. Nobody want to see anybody prosper.
Now, that's a topic. Why are we still like that? Instead of helping each other, pull each other up, why do we keep stepping on each other's heads? And what's the solution?
And I don't want to hear this shit about it's the shit that came from the slave ship and
I'm
the black man and the black man and the blacker you are using the field and the light-skinned niggas with the house. That shit is old. That's not it. Let me tell you what it is. I think that the media is fucking up our community.
I agree 1,000%.
Frank, you got to say, though, there's a lot of our friends that probably ain't never watched the newscast in their life.
But
not
media
the news, but how
media
about all the other entertainment and
right,
television
and
shows?
Media ain't just the news. What I'm saying is, you always see the fucking the rich athlete, the rich rapper, the basketball bitches. You don't never see the other people trying to come up. They don't show those people.
So how do we get people to stop? So how do we get people to stop supporting ignorance?
We're never gonna get people to stop supporting ignorance.
That's something that's gonna always be in society.
Yes.
You're never gonna
get that. But how do we minimize
never.
It? Because it's affecting our kids.
The only way you can minimize education.
Hold on, real talk.
If you join together in a unit and try to get out there and speak about it. You understand?
Right.
And it's not as easy as it sounds, because then you still got the knuckleheads out there
that's
going to think it's funny and try to take it to another level. And you got to put your mind in that state where, all right, you know what? Like I said, we're going to stop all this nonsense. But that would be hard, because you got some people that don't have the patience for it.
This is what I think. I think that talk is just cheap. You can't tell our youth and our community stop doing this without having something else for them to do. I think that we need to start putting more, right, I think we need to start putting more activities in our communities that's not afforded to our kids, so that they won't be so subjected to following behind the nonsense.
Time out. We got a lot of talkers and not a lot of doers.
But there's not a lot of doers out there. We can all talk what we're going to do, but when you don't volunteer your time and do what you need to do, then it's all just all about talking.
Time out. I'm the host. Let me get back in here. One of the biggest problems that I feel is that we support and we dick ride people who don't do shit for us.
Right, exactly.
I think we need to put more activities out there. Not the activities. This is what I'm saying. Nobody talk right now. There's a whole bunch of niggas in the hood wearing Gucci. Ain't no Gucci factories in the hood. It's a whole bunch of niggas wearing fucking Fendi. Ain't no Fendi factories in the hood. A lot of cats wearing Michael Jordan. Anybody on his phone who ever seen a Michael Jordan tournament in their community, speak now. Thank you. But we fucking steady support these people.
Well, I'm inventing other things for them to support, because right now they don't have many options.
No, listen, you ain't listening. If we stop supporting the people who fucking don't do shit for the community and support the people who do, that will force their hand. We give them the
Quiet.
We give these people our money with no requirements.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So if we start making them have requirements to receive our money, they'll start putting shit back in the hood.
No, you're not going to work. We're going to have to put the stuff in the communities and have it available for them to make that decision of, oh, I don't want to fuck with that no more. I'm going to move over here to them. Right now, there's nothing available for them to make a choice. And nobody's just going to stop
niggas
fucking with one thing.
Niggas don't support niggas, man. That's it, period.
But you know what? Can I say something? You're not going to, because you know what? It ain't niggas. He said it right. Niggas don't support each other. You know, I'm not racist, but you got these white people out here. They will support each other to the fullest.
Thank you.
Listen.
I'm going to give you a perfect example of how our black nation is. Okay? Because us black people, what we do some dumb shit. We'll go out there, like he said, and get those Jordans for $300 and something and won't have a dime in the fucking pocket. But a white person, they'll get those Skechers and have $1,000 in their pocket with those messed up jeans.
Come on, my turn. I'm the host. I need everybody to be quiet. So that what I'm trying to tell y'all is this. We don't have no requirements on the people that we empower. Michael Jordan wouldn't be shit if we didn't empower him. Jay-Z wouldn't be shit if we didn't empower Hova. So that's what I'm saying. When you start supporting them with your money, they start fucking coming to the table. We gotta start supporting them with our dollars. They are nothing without our dollars.
My thing is, you need to put the right people in the community. It's a lot of people that say, oh, let's talk about a revolution, talk about this, but they're not down for the cause. They're not down for the work. They're not down for
unscary. They're not down to giving nothing back to the community but talking about what we need to do to address the community. Until we get doers, people that want to get their hands dirty, then that's what happens. It's a lot of talking, and I'm not all about a lot of talking.
Reverend, you next. Reverend Al Sharpton been in our community for 100 years.
Hold up.
He got a lot of people lying in his pocket, giving him what he wants. When does that shit come back to the community?
I kind of lost love for Reverend years ago.
I have something to say.
I think that
revolutionary means creating something new. Nobody's creating anything new for anybody to jump on. Everybody keep creating the same thing, so nobody's getting support. We have to start inventing new things that will catch people's eye and appeal to their ears.
Sometimes old things could catch people's eye. It ain't always got to be new things. It could be old things, but you got to do something. And listen,
yeah, you definitely have to do something.
And listen, all the people with the great ideas do not have the money behind it.
That's a big misconception.
Niggas only support niggas that already made it. They don't support niggas that's trying to get there. When Jordan was in college and all that shit, ain't nobody gonna fuck about no damn Jordan, so he fucking made it to the big league. He wasn't even number one damn, he wasn't even number one pick.
How many people on this call is from New York?
Huh?
How many people on this call is from New York?
Everybody.
I want to introduce something to y'all. I just opened up a revolutionary company. It's a medical exam company. And it's to get our youth off of the street from selling drugs. We're paying them $20 every 15 minutes. All they have to do is help a senior citizen out. I've been doing it for about maybe 4 months now, and it's drawing the kids in. But in order for them to work at our company, they have to have their high school diploma or GED.
Come on. Somebody got some fucking noise in the background. It sounds like they're chopping meat. If you're chopping meat, chop the fucking meat in the other room.
You got me,
Frank. Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
I think if we start inventing stuff that catch people's eye, like that's how we pull the kids off the street. Yo, my man, you want to make $20 every 15 minutes? Hell yeah, what I got to do? You don't got to sell nothing. All you got to do is go to the senior's house and help them do X, Y, and Z. It only takes 15 minutes to do it, and then we pay it.
They hard on that $20. They're hard in it
because they can do up to 100 patients a day if they want,
you know,
and the patients are right there in their community.
Right. Okay, listen to my trajectory.
Money is what.
Let me speak on what you said.
Take this up right here now. Say if that money ever show up, they right back to where they started. Money. It's a great influence, but I don't think that's the answer. I'll pay you to do better.
We're paying them to do better. They're becoming their own entrepreneurs. They work when they feel like it. Nobody makes them go to an office or sit, and they wake up at home, they check their schedule, and they go do their work when they feel like it. Now, they're making a whole bunch of money from this. I have another guy that he has this car service, like black car company. Everybody know little black kids love flashy cars. So now he's working on having these little kids, instead of y'all using your carbs, riding around the hood looking stupid, come work with me and get these clients and make $300, $400 a pop. I think we have to start introducing them with things and building their confidence up that y'all are better than selling drugs in the street and killing each other by giving them work that expresses who they are.
I agree with you, but my thing is, because they're not learning how to. You got a lot of kids that do not like to read. I'm big on literacy. I campaign for literacy. My strongest thing is literacy because you got kids that don't know how to fill out a job application. So when I tell them I got to go help them volunteer to fill out, because you should be surprised what kids do not know how to read in school.
We create jobs that make them have to have an education. They'll be more susceptible to going to get their education. Right now, these kids feel like, who needs education when we can go sell crack on the block or do X, Y, and Z? We have to give them something to want their education for. But right now, ain't much being offered to them. They see their parents working.
Time out. time out, Perry. You're on to something, and I agree with what you're saying. But there's always another side to that, because it can't be a situation where that's the only outlook. I think it's bigger than giving them a job. I think it's about giving them a
job. It's not giving them a job.
Hold up, lady. You got a point, but I think it's bigger than that. I think it's about giving them a new perspective on life.
Life, right.
On life. Not just getting money, making
Let's
money.
Teach them how to fish.
It's about teaching them how to honor themselves.
And on other people, and that's why I love my company.
Honor,
they work
you,
with seniors.
Hold up. Forget the company. It's bigger than the company. What you're doing, I'm supportive of that. You know, I told you, when you bring your company to Charlotte, I'm gonna do all I can do to help that get off the ground in Charlotte. But what I'm saying is, it's bigger than a company, education. It's about self-respect. When you respect yourself, it's mandatory that you respect others. Because you're not going to act indignant in the street when you respect yourself.
I think you know what it has to do. I think it's more about listening. Sometimes we don't listen to what they have to say. We always got to we reply before we understand what they're talking about. Because if we don't listen, we got answers. We may not have solutions, but if we have the ear to listen for right now, it looks bad when you got 11-year-old thinking and saying, well, he's not afraid to die. When I heard them, I'm like, what?
You know what? If we don't all have the answers as one person,
right.
But collectively we do. And I think that we have to start taking our community back. These are all of our kids. All of that, don't beat my kids, these is my kids. No, I think that every adult should be responsible for every kid that's outside. Everybody that see a kid, tell them, my man, baby, pull your pants up. That don't look nice. Instead of saying that kid looks so stupid,
exactly.
We have to start getting more involved in teaching these kids. You see girls on the train acting stupid. Speak up.
Nowadays in society, you can't tell a kid, pull your pants up, because they'll be ready to fight you, and then they'll get swatted.
That's not true. And you know what?
Stop. When I say stop talking, that means stop talking. Now, what he says is true. But what I'm saying, real talk, is that you may have one kid or five kids that might want to fight you, but for that one kid, that listen is way
welcome.
Can I interject?
Dad.
It's about the approach. I've been
exactly.
I've been out in public, and because I have a teenage boy and I have a younger son, I've been out in public, and I've seen little boys or teenage boys looking crazy. Number one, you know, it depends. Me, if I walk up to them, I'm not walking up to them talking to them like I'm their parent or I'm their superior. I might say something to them like, you know, you're a handsome boy.
Exactly.
You know, warm them up a little bit. Thank you. Why are you wearing your pants like that, though? Put your pants up. And they're not coming off foul at you. They look at you,
you care.
This lady came at me, you know, and, you know, sometimes I thought, you know, I got a son your age, right? I would hope that if he's walking around in the street like that, somebody tell him to pull his pants up, and he does it respectfully, whether he wants to do it or not.
We have to start getting, showing more interest to these kids.
Adults have a real bad habit talking crazy to kids because they're kids.
Exactly.
And that's why kids lash out and get bucked.
Some
adults. Think, first of all, you got to remember, there's certain parents that raise their kids to talk crazy to people if you feel like you're being violated.
And
you know,
I think we got to start
raising
them.
There's parents that tell kids if somebody hits you back, but you never explain to your kids and break it down to them. You gotta own up to your part of it as well. If you're a little bad little bastard going around being disrespectful and cursing people out, and then you cursing out an adult then tell you about your little pissy ass and your fucking mama who ain't raised you right, and then you go back and tell your mother half the fucking story, but you ain't tell your mother that you was disrespecting this adult. Now your mother coming at this person all crazy, and the shit get out of hand. That's your mother's fault for not raising you to respect your elders.
That's what I mean. Hold on. I know. It's my turn. She touched on something that I was saying. I'm telling you that if you, as us as people, white, black, I don't see color. I don't see color at all. So I see people. So when I say you got to have, you got to start with the person loving themselves. And what China said is great. When I see you, when I see little women, little young ladies on the street looking like $5 tramps and shit, I tell them, I say, you're way more beautiful than that right there.
Right. Now, you have to give them some kind of confidence and some kind of self-worth before you tell them what to do. You can't just say, why you out here? They automatically going to be on the defense mode. You tell them how handsome they are. You know, you too handsome for that. You too handsome for that. And then you tell them, you should pull your pants up.
I ask them, hey, what would you like to be when you grow up? Every kid has a dream, but nobody's showing any interest in these kids. Once you show kids interest, they become respectable.
Hey, can I speak now? Frank?
Yeah.
I've been owning a gym for a little over 2 years, the CrossFit gym, right? I've been playing football for God knows how long. I might have had out of the 100 or so players that I know, family, 5 people drop in and see me out of all these years, right? Most of them were white. Now, I train kids, right? And not only am I got like 3 or 4 black kids that I give them a little more emphasis than I do the white kids. They understand it. They have to understand it because I feel they're trying to do better. They want to do what they can do to get in college. So I'm like their mentor outside of their parents.
Right.
So when I'm holding them to a higher standard, They have to understand, because I'm going to make them understand. When everybody else lollygagging, cursing and stuff, nah. I don't want to hear this, yo, son. I don't want to hear that. We're in an environment where I want you to elevate your level. Speak to people how you want to be spoken to. There's no hood stuff in my gym. You could be hood afterwards. You could be hood after the class over. But while this class going on, we're all respectable gentlemen. Even me.
Now, what I'm saying to you is this. This thing is very dear to my heart because I mentor young men all the time. Because some parents, they got the right idea, but they got the wrong approach and the wrong language. So sometimes somebody on the outside can reach these kids. But what we got to do is stop thinking that this solution is it, or that solution is it. One kid at a time. One kid at a time. We don't got to touch them all in one big meeting. You see one kid that you know you could get to, you got to get to it. You can't sit on your hands when it comes to the kids. You can't sit back for the outside and say, man, that kid right there is going to go to jail. No, you got to go tell that kid, like, yo, man, listen. You got to go in there and tell that kid personally, like, yo, man, listen, trust me on this one right here. Like my mom told me, Tess has been my friend for a long time. He knows me. My mom told me when I started selling drugs, she said, you're better than that. You're better than that, and you're selling yourself short. Yeah. Now, at the time, it didn't hit me until I got like 25, 27 years old. And it came back to me. When I got older, but that's why I'm here now. So it's not about you telling the kid something today and he's for tomorrow. It's about if you say something to him, you might plant that bug that might come back 10 years from now. But you got to say it. You got to say it. People ain't saying it.
I think, you know what,
the worst thing that a kid wants to hear is that you disappointed an adult that you look up to. So that's where the mentoring comes in at. You talk to kids, like, for example, in my son, the way I'm kind of rough with my boys, adopting boys for a reason. I talk to my son is 15 years old. He looks like he's 20. My son is being a jackass. I'm going to call you a jackass. I know people say stuff like, oh, don't talk to the kid. You're being a jackass. You know what I mean. You know exactly what I'm saying. I'm not trying to insult you or break you down or anything like that. At the end of the day,
if your kids respect you, or if your kids are brought up to respect adults, they don't take certain things to heart. I know a lot of kids that feel like, oh, they've been verbally abused, this, this, and the third, and they feel like they ain't going to be shit. Now, it's straight wrong for you to tell a kid they ain't going to be shit.
Anything exactly.
Other than that,
I agree with that.
Anything other than that, like, we could have said any fucking thing to me growing up. Tell me I ain't going to be shit. That shit would have probably fucked with me.
I think, you know what the biggest thing? You know what I think the biggest thing is? You listen to a child or kid tell you something, and a child know when you're sincere that you're listening to them.
Right.
Any kid knows when your heart is sincere because they will open up to you. Regardless, male or female, they will come up
right.
to you and remember that last statement you had said. And I do believe that. We're not here for the solution because we don't know the solution. I don't know what's going on in that child's home when he leaves our session. I don't know. But when he listens to something, I don't know if that kid is hungry the next day because he's not talking. But once he gets comfortable, he starts opening up. He starts telling him. Because you know what? Because he knows you're listening to him, and he knows you understand, and he knows that you're not there just to be telling him something, telling something to him, telling him the problem for tomorrow.
I have kids. I have teenagers, like nieces, nephews, cousins, whatever. For whatever reason, of all the adults in my family, and I have adults that's older than me, their mothers, like, they won't talk to their mothers. I've had, in my place alone, I've had about 4 or 5 teenagers live with me, some 2, 3 at a time, just because they felt comfortable talking to me, being around me. Their parents let them
stay
with me. They let them stay with me because they know I wasn't. And I'm going to tell you one thing. Out of all the kids that came through here, they said it to me. It was like, I probably wouldn't have did this. I probably wouldn't have did that if I didn't talk to you about it.
Exactly. I have something to say. I know here in New York, we got that big brother, big sister thing. We need more mentoring companies. The Big Brother and Big Sister Foundation, do y'all know that they're out of big brothers? No, men don't volunteer anymore. And now the boys are getting stuck with big sisters. My big sister can't make me jump. I think that we really need to start doing more mentoring for these kids. And I mean, Nitty said you can't do it in a big session, but I think it can be held in mass quantities and to reach little groups of kids. And I just think we need to start volunteering, doing more stuff with these kids.
Volunteering works big time. Exactly, it does.
These
it really does.
Need
that's what I do, and it does take a lot of people to create. Jobs or create programs for these kids. It just takes committed people to do it. You gotta be
you
committed
know what it is, though?
People.
You know what it is, though? Because everybody is looking for money. This is why we don't have no after-school program.
That's what I know.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. I'm telling you the reason why these kids are falling to the wayside is because everybody wants money now to do things for these kids.
All
you got to do is volunteer to do these kids. Take an hour or two out of your day to talk to these kids about doing the right thing. You don't need to get paid. You don't need to get paid for 2 hours out of your day. 2 or 3 hours out of your day. You could be sitting in front of your TV watching bullshit, drinking a fucking beer and some liquor when you could be helping a child right now.
Hold up. Not my turn, because everybody says the things I want to touch on. When I said it don't got to be a big group, when you mentor a person, there's no time, there's no set place, and you even got to know the person. Or when you take your time out to share some words with these young persons, at that time, you are a mentor. Plain and simple. Now, so what you preach to a kid is very important. It can't be. I don't think it should be about a career or your education. That's important, but most important, we got to get these kids to love themselves. But once you start loving yourself, all the rest of that shit comes.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I have a niece. I had a friend. And at the time, I never met this girl. Like, the day I met her, her father, she was living with her father threw out the house with, she had on, like, her bra, her jeans, and her coat. No shirt.
Wow.
She came to my house, and my niece was in the house, and my niece was trying to, like, you know, warm me up. Like, my friend is coming over. She explained the situation to me. Me, I got a soft spot kids, period. So when she came to my house, I'm
you know, she's telling me the situation. First of all, I just felt like as a grown man, you threw your teenage daughter out on the street with no shirt on. You know what I'm saying? With whatever the fuck she had on, you sent her out on the street. You don't know where she at. I let this girl stay in my house. She stayed in my house, I want to say 2 weeks before her father came looking for her. And I don't even want to say her father came looking for her. Before her father even realized that she was right around the corner from him. That it took 2 weeks.
This you don't
girl,
know what transpired though,
this
baby.
This girl stayed in my house. I wound up going to court, took her father to court 2 months later and was like, you gotta give me this case. Because apparently I'm taking care of her and you not, and you over here, you don't give a fuck about her. Let me just get her. I had to go to court. I sat in the court. I never met this man a day in my life. This shit happened so fast. I'm sitting in the courtroom. You know, the whole time I sat in the courtroom, she's sitting with me in the courtroom. It was a man sitting across from me. They never spoke. Do you know that when they called us to go in the courtroom, that's when I realized it's her father?
Wow.
The man never spoke to her. Never spoke. She never spoke to her. She never even told me that
how
that
old
was her father
the
sitting across from me. At the time, she was 16. She was 16.
Wow.
So I went to the court. They gave me temporary custody of her. It was like, all right, you got temporary custody. The mother who lived in another state also gave permission. She wrote a letter giving permission to me to take care of her daughter. I went in there. I went up to the school. The girl wasn't in school. I went up to the girl's school, talked to the guidance counselor, got her back in the school, got her back in the program. She wound up staying there. She stayed with me for a whole year. A whole year until she felt like she was grown enough to be on her own or whatever. She wound up going to the left, like, you know, doing her own thing because, you know, she wound up getting me from her mother's wing, her mother's chicken head. She wound up getting under her wing and doing some crazy shit. But what you think happened? I'm not even a blood relative to this girl. What you think happened when everything hit the fan? She came right back to my house.
Right back.
But she had a baby and everything came right back to
right
my
back.
House.
Right back. Because she knew.
Right
she
back.
Knew.
She, let
she
me
knew.
Tell you, nobody couldn't tell this girl shit. Her mom was calling me to talk to her own daughter.
Now, but here's the deal. So because you're a parent, that don't mean you're a parent.
Right, this
that
is
don't
what
mean
I'm
that.
Saying.
But what I'm telling
yeah.
you is this. To everybody on the line, it's about five of us on this line. It's five of us in your
okay.
heart. Honestly,
okay.
honestly. Not because you're on radio show
okay,
right
no
now. But honestly, if
yeah,
all of us honestly decide to
okay.
reach out and touch these kids, it'll spread
it'll
out.
Get
it'll
done.
Be like,
right.
it'll, it'll be
right.
like
a chain reaction.
Hold on, it'll be like an epidemic. See, now, if my good friends see me do it, now my good friends is going to do it. And then their
right.
good friends is going to do it. And then their
right.
good friends is going to do it. But we got to stop thinking so big because it's the little shit that matters.
Right.
It's the little
right.
shit
exactly.
that matters. We got, right. you got, when it comes to these kids, you got to crawl before you can walk. You got to.
Right.
And you can't be afraid to put these fucking kids in their place when they out
exactly.
of line. You talk, you act like you look at you. You're an adult. You don't walk on eggshells with kids. Kids supposed to learn
to respect
their elders.
They're gonna respect you.
Period.
They're gonna respect you.
Period. That girl has never. And let me tell you something. I moved out of an apartment. I gave the girl my apartment and everything. Like I took care of the girl. The girl up her. Her father wound up passing away like a year or so later. That girl, her mother can't tell her shit to this day. Her mother can't tell her nothing.
She don't respect her mother. She respects you.
Her mother can't tell her nothing. She'll come to me. It's funny because I'm young and prime because she had a baby or whatever. They like calling the little girl my granddaughter or whatever, whatever. But out of everything that's said and done, she, before anything, the one thing she remember is when no fucking body, her mother, why her, my question was to her, and I said it to her. I said, you know, you've been living with me for a year. Why I never met your mother?
Okay, guys, I gotta go. I'm gonna catch up with y'all later. It was nice chatting with y'all.
All right, pal.
All right, have a good night.
That's good. She respects you. And that's what the point what about it. You gave her stuff that nobody else gave.
Right, she said it. She said, out of everybody, that when it happened, nobody extended
a hand to her.
That's
I knew
it.
This girl from
yep.
nowhere. And because my niece vouched for her, I took a hand.
Yep, that's what it was.
Now, let me explain something else to y'all. Is that when it comes to these kids, right, it's a thing that, you know, I don't have a lot of time either. I got my own kids. I work. I got a wife that needs a lot of attention. I don't have a lot of time. So this is a true problem in our community, is that we got to work so hard just to maintain that we don't have a lot of time to mentor. So that's why I'm saying that it could take 15 minutes out of the day. One time over here out at the basketball court in my community, and my community is a good community, but there's one kid in the community, his parents let him run amok. So everybody else is playing basketball. Shorty just finished playing basketball. I told him, yo, jump in the car one time with me. So we got in the car, and we rode around my community. And I was like, yo, you know why I pulled you in my car? Because I see me in you. And he's like, yeah, that's what's up, big homie. I said, no, not like that. You're not me. You're not me. You're far from me. What I'm telling you is that I was that cat you are when I was your age. But you see me now, flashy, big cars and big shit, and doing big things. That came from hard work. So now if you want to live this life, you're going to have to make your mind up, do you want to work hard? Now, after that, Shorty got his shit together and all that, but it's all about the message. So you can't get the message twisted with these kids. You got to be very direct what you're saying.
Because yeah.
some of this shit be convoluted, and it confuses the kids. See, some of these kids, they look at some of us men, me, big, real talk, and sometimes Tech, even though Tech, he's laid back now more than he used to be. But when they look at me, I dress young, I dress like a street kind of cat, and they get the wrong opinion. They think that I might be a trapper or doing some crazy shit. But see, you got to clear that up. We got to clear this shit up. You got to tell these young ladies, yeah, I got a fat ass, but my ass is fat, but I also got a college degree.
It also takes as little as you bringing somebody into your home and letting them see how things are done. Because a lot of people don't have order.
Yes.
Like the same girl I'm talking about, she ain't not a clean. I swear to you, I never forget. What was it? It was something stupid, like a scrambled egg or something. A 16-year-old girl. You don't know how to fry a fucking egg? You ought to be kidding me. Like, once I learned
she
that she knew how to do nothing, she knew how to do nothing. When she left my house, that girl knew how to. When she left my house, I used to leave her in the house. She used to cook for my kids. By the time she got into the, like, you can't go nowhere until you clean this bathroom. You kidding me? You going outside. You ain't going outside till I get off from work. Are you kidding me? Like, no, this don't work like that. You ain't going to show my kids no bad habits. You got to leave until I get home.
That's another mentoring technique. Is that not only that you tell them how great they are, you put them in a position to do new shit and learn that they can do other things. You got to show them you could, like me. You couldn't tell me at the time I was hustling that there was another side. And to an OG dude. Took me to the side and said, you know what, Frank, you can do anything, Frank. You know, you dynamic, you got a mad personality. You can do a lot of things, man. You know, I've seen you boxing, you know, and you can go box. And he took me to the gym, and he showed me boxing. And then I started beating niggas' asses. And I knew that I could do other things. So part of it is tough. Your text. I tapped your chin, though. But that's the thing over there. That's the thing over there. But one part of it is, say encourage your words. That's one part of it. The second part of it is showing them with their very own hands that you can do other things.
You forgot the most important thing. You have to listen.
No question.
You have to listen first, because you wouldn't know the problem until you listen. You have to listen. Let them talk, hear them out. Because everybody come with a different, you hear, I mean, there's so many, they got a heavy weight on them. These kids carry a lot of weight on them going to school. They got peer pressure, bullying. They have so much weight on them. There's so much, they're not eating. They don't have the money to do things, so of course they're going to rob somebody to get it.
I never rob nobody, so I don't know what
you're talking
about.
But I'm saying with these kids.
I was a kid, I never robbed nobody.
Nitty, okay, nowadays they robbing other kids for their stuff. They're taking their iPod, taking their
iPad, taking their
stuff.
Listen, Kia, when I was growing up, robbery was the number one crime. I didn't have shit, I didn't have all the stuff that people had, and I didn't take nothing from nobody.
And that's you, okay, that's you. But if you don't listen to these kids and see where they're coming from.
But listen, anybody with a good heart and truly, genuinely are into the kids, they're going to listen to them. They're going to listen to them. That's a fact. So I think, now listen, it's the close of the show, and I'm going to close the show with this. Because this show right here, it really impressed me because I believe that it opened my eyes to believe that I'm not the only one that really, really care about kids. And that warms my heart to know that there are other people that have great ideas that really care about kids. And it's not about money or getting some kind of grant that you put in your pocket and you don't do shit about the kids with it. It made me feel good to know that there are still people in the world that want to do good things. But what I want y'all to do is empower yourself going forward. If you see that kid, give him 3 minutes. Yo, hey, kid, I see you, and I know you're bigger than this. I know you're greater than this. And you don't realize you're greater than this, but in time you will. And you're going to reflect back on this conversation, and you're going to remember it because somebody told you that you're greater than this. Our kids is our responsibility. Text your kids, I look at them as my responsibility. Tana, you know you got a basketball star, and out of nowhere, I've called you with an excellent basketball program for your kid. So you know I mean my shit, right, Tana?
Mm-hmm.
Now, real talk, I don't know your kid, but if I met your kid, one time me and my family went to the Poconos for a skiing trip. We took every kid we fucking knew that never been skiing. And they didn't think they was going to like skiing, but they came back to Brooklyn feeling like motherfucking Roberto Tamba coming down a mountain, going for a gold medal. So you got to take the time out in all capacities in life just to show kids that there's a different avenue. And you got to break the stereotype. I'm a stereotype. People look at me and they see like a street dude. And then they find out I'm married, I work, I got a career, I'm a taxpayer, I'm a community activist, I'm in my community heavy, but it's up to us to let those people know. I don't want the kid in the street to see me and think I'm a trapper. I go to him and tell him, no, I'm a maintenance director, and I make crazy fucking money in the week. I make more money in the week than most drug dealers. You got to tell them this shit, because they look at you, and they may get a different perspective. And if you don't clear that shit up, they're going to walk away with that perspective. Now, this has been a great show. My name is Big Fucking Homie, and I think I'm going to do more shows like this more often because I could do that crazy, raunchy shit any day of the week. But this is the first show that touched my heart that made me want to wake up and talk to one kid tomorrow. And I hope y'all want to wake up and talk to one kid tomorrow. This is motherfucking Big Homie. It's all love right now. I'd like to thank everybody for calling in and everybody that's out there listening. Love is love. Enjoy your night. I'm out.
Chosen one, Big Jeffrey.
Church.
Now, players, I got some fresh game to bring to the table today. Now, this player right here, he's different. He don't drive a Cadillac.
What?
He don't got a perm.
What?
Why? should we let you and the pimp lead in the gun?
Man, whoever said progress was a slow process wasn't talking about me. I'm a P.I.M.P. Plus, I got the magic stick.
Don't test.